Facts and Cap, episode 14, baby, we back. Episode
motherfucking 14.
Yeah, man. You know, what y'all boys good, man, at first? Y'all good?
Yes, everything sir. Good? Everything good. Shout out to my little sister. Happy birthday, Ariana.
Happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, Kazadi. Yeah, man,
how about them Cowboys?
NFL season.
Come on, man. Let's just get right into
2020 it. 2020 is a weird year, but some things stay the same.
Do it? Shit.
Falcons find a way to lose.
I guess both of the teams is an accident waiting to happen, so somebody had to.
Hey, that shit could have went down. It's both of us losing that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm in pain about this one. That one was bad. That was embarrassing. I'm more embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, bro, like, this is like the same old shit. Like, this is what you universally known for. Like, everybody know you for, like, blowing the biggest lead in Super Bowl history. Like, literally in a quarter and a half. And y'all turn around and do the same shit. Like, in the most embarrassing way. I've never seen a team besides maybe the Cowboys.
That's why I make it funny, because it ain't
the Cowboys and the Falcons will find new ways to disappoint you. And the Saints relatively can too, but
they
have a Super Bowl.
Not the same.
The thing is, they got a Super Bowl that they had, so that helped them. That helps them out a lot.
If your team, losing, and with high expectations, finding a way to lose, be a Jets fan. You ain't no surprise. You gonna get. You just know you're gonna lose. Ain't no shock. You just gonna lose from beginning to the end.
That's true. You see, I said last episode what I say. I said I just need to know, are we gonna be good or not? Like, bro, we came out. These niggas fumbled the ball four times. We got three of them.
But I'm saying that wasn't y'all. That was us. Nigga, we're getting hit, and you're not even.
No. You can't say that, because one of them, literally is like we're punching the ball out. Like, we making plays. Yeah, y'all definitely should have came out.
We definitely did a lot of shit to fuck us up, man.
Yeah.
And whoever called the play, I ain't going to blame it on the coach. That 4th and 5 run punt fake.
The first one?
No. The second one.
The first one he dropped.
Why do you have more than one in the game?
Bro, they did it on their own 29 on the first one.
It was the matchup was there, but he just tripped over the line.
Yeah.
He tripped over the line before the ball get to him. But the second one, 4th and 5, linebackers in, everybody's in. Why would you try to run that? I would respect the pass out of that one again.
So, like, I was at work. I was reading y'all text messages just to get a reaction during the game. At what point did you feel comfortable that y'all might have a chance to come back and win?
I told these niggas, hey, y'all went for that 2-point conversion way too early. That's going to cost y'all the game. Nah, nigga, shut up.
Nah,
fuck you.
I don't think that. Okay, so from my perspective, I don't think that he necessarily thought then, like, this is where we're going to win.
But it was the opportunity.
I think if you're a Cowboy fan, you didn't think that you was going to win until that punt. Tell me to that offside kick. Yeah. Now, you knew that there was some light once they scored the touchdown.
No, that's not what I felt it. I felt it. What was we? I think we was down 12.
When Zeke did the touchdown?
Yeah.
And trucked DeMonte Casey?
But then our defense made me,
out the window.
Like, that right there with the momentum. I was like.
But see, you know, I felt nervous when that happened because I could just see on Zeke's face like he got focused again.
Yeah.
But then we went back down the field and scored.
Yeah, I scored. Like, so, and it was a long drive.
That's so I was like, okay, we good. You know what I'm saying? I got nervous. I was at Leroy House. I got nervous when we started kicking field goals. Like, the next two scores were field goals. And that's when I was like, okay.
That's also what happened. Like, two of them four turnovers.
This is how
fumbles. Yeah. Y'all kicked two field goals and scored two touchdowns.
I was like, this is how the Super Bowl happened. But I still was like, okay, we hanging on. We good. Then the onside kick. I had a feeling in my bones that something.
You
want to
know what made me
feel
it on the onside kick? That announcer said, he's like, maybe they could trade for Cool because he's the best at the onside kick.
When they start bringing up stats,
cool. So I was like, y'all not know who this kicker is?
Actually, you know what? I take that back. You know when I was like, okay, nah, we finna lose. Something ain't right. When Julio dropped that touchdown.
I was about to say, when he dropped it.
Hey, Julio hurt. He hurt.
He dropped out.
Man, he always had
that hamstring.
Problems.
No, that was the hamstring.
That's when I saw it.
I could tell, like, you stretching for that one?
You pulling this, like, yes,
I mean, he's all the summer on Julio, but Julio fight through injuries and he end up playing.
It looked like he
15 to 16 games.
It looked like he fought about as hard as he could on that one.
You're supposed to make that cash though.
You're supposed to.
It's the greatest, as a, like, we be debating how great wide receivers are. To be on that level, you gotta make that catch.
You know what I, and he does have to make that catch. The only thing I can say for that is I think that Julio, like you say, he could be hurt. I don't know. But also, he wasn't really – because they were double-teaming him all game. I just think that sometimes you have to have a rhythm. I think it fucked up his rhythm. You call a big play, he fought. I think he was surprised that he actually had a big one coming. You know what I'm saying?
He used to be contested shooting. He finally wide open.
Yeah, like usually it's – yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn.
I get it.
Open in a minute, but you got to make that.
But you got to make that catch.
And on top of that,
you can't blame Matt Ryan underthrowing to hit you in your hand.
And, bro, can you believe they were still on Twitter? Like, I'm done with Matt Ryan. Like, damn, nigga scored you 39 points. What else he got to fucking do?
I don't know what Matt Ryan was supposed to do.
I don't know.
I thought nigga played great. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Your offense put up 39 points. You ain't supposed to lose.
I don't know how Dan Quinn still has a job right now.
Because of the shit.
Hey, we're going
to have to. You still a Falcons fan, man? It's hard.
So I reeled back. My initial reaction.
Fuck them.
Fuck these niggas. They ain't shit. I never want to be associated with these niggas. But the Saints lost, so I feel better. The Saints lost, and it wasn't as bad. Like, they wasn't egregious or nothing. I mean, they were up. They should have won. But I just think because we have a chance still, I'm okay with it. Like, I don't feel comfortable with either team. I don't feel comfortable with Tampa Bay. I don't feel comfortable with the Saints. Drew Brees look old, and Tom Brady. Both of them look old. So
that's a fact.
Carolina don't look great either.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I mean, Carolina, I don't think they're expected to be to look good. So I don't know.
Football's back.
Yeah, speaking of football, Deion Sanders, man. Y'all see he just got a head coaching job. Yeah.
Jackson State. Salute. Prime time. Head coach. Yes.
So, my question would be, so we were saying, like, how, you know, this movement we got going on, this moment in our black culture right now, you know, we're actually getting, our voice is starting to be a little bit heard. So we were just talking about how there's college players committing to HBCUs, like basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, which one do you think has more of an impact, will have more of an impact if they start? Because Deion Sanders, obviously now you got Mississippi State and other people in the state of Mississippi competing with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Deion Sanders walking in your living room, you're going to listen to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and he's going to take some of those recruits.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's going to have an impact, like, say, like, old boy who went to Howard? Like, which one do you think will have more of an impact?
I think basketball, college basketball, have more impact just because one player is way more impactful in the basketball than football.
Yeah.
You can have one wide receiver go to HBCU, but he ain't got no quarterback, ain't no O-line. Yeah. It's kind of like that. One basketball player dominate can change a game more so than one player. It would take a committee of, like, Alabama's great not because of one recruit.
Yeah.
Because they get the best O-line. Get the best wide receiver.
They get everybody.
They get everybody. You know,
literally everybody.
I think it's gonna have to take a while to shake up the market for real in football. Like, it would literally take a few years, and somebody's gonna have to show and prove first before it'd be like, oh, okay, this is better.
Take a while to build a program. Let me ask y'all a question. If y'all got a son who's a high prospect, like, you know that he's going to the league, or let's say that you know has potential to go to the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he works hard, like, let's say he's not necessarily LeBron James or, like, Kevin Durant. Like, you know they're going to the league.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that he's, like, Dame Lillard. He's got 3 to 4 years. Yeah, he need a little work, but
CJ,
you know.
CJ McCollum.
Yeah. So, if your son is saying, he's in this moment, he's saying, I want to go to an HBCU.
We got from my
And life. He has D1 offers, how would you feel? What advice would you do? What would you tell him?
Stay woke. You know how influential I know for black, how important that is for black community.
Yeah.
Selfishly as a parent.
Yeah.
If he's not LeBron, if he's not Kevin Durant, I'm going to tell him go to the school that gives you the best chance to.
He's 6'1".
Go to the school that gives you the best chance to get to the league, son.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Don't get caught up
in that. It's not your duty to do that. I'm gonna support you either way.
Like, say you got, okay, let's say that your son is Mikey. What's his name? Mikey Williams?
Mickey Williams.
Mikey Williams, and he's been talking about potentially, he's opened up recruiting well, for HBCUs.
He's one of the top recruits. I think he's the top player in
his class. He's a top recruit. But you know what I'm saying? let's say that he's kind of small.
Even if he's small, if he's a top recruit, him, somebody like Imani Bates, who he's like 6'11", a little different. But if you're a top recruit, I'd be like, all right, go. Because I know you can hold your own.
Well, I look at it like this. Mikey Williams, like how you just said, Imani Bates. Imani Bates, he can go to HBCU.
You go to HBCU.
For sure.
You go anywhere you want.
He's like Kevin Durant.
You go anywhere you want. You go play for...
What's my man name?
Globetrotters.
You my man name went to Howard. He's also 7-footer. So it's a little bit more privilege in that height.
You think from the size, it matters.
Yeah, I think Mikey, now if he was to convince old boy from Howard to stay an extra year, because he's not going to be in college this year, Mikey Williams. He still has to wait. If he can team up with him, and who, then I think it'd be all right. But like, say like somebody like a Cole Anthony, right, who's going to the league. If Cole Anthony would have went to Howard, I'm not sure.
Stock would have been as high.
Yeah, if his stock is out. Like, but they can get to the league, but there's a difference between you being a lottery where you can get a multi-million dollar contract, and then you might, they going to say, well, you know, he just played the Sundale.
lower competition.
Yeah, lower competition.
But see, the thing is, if they're going to do it, they... Basketball is also easier because you can take two or three of the same, you know, top 10, top 20 prospects and spread it out throughout all the HBCUs. So they'll be like, yo, let's go here. Let's see what's the best situation. And if they team it up right, it's not as many teams. It could happen.
I agree. And also, for your point about the size, like, I don't think it would matter who you play because, like, people like, so this is not going to my point. Michael Porter didn't play at all.
Yeah.
But they see it from the side, all right. But Kyrie Irving was hurt majority of the year. But he got accepted to Duke. But these kids will get accepted. Like if you're saying my son got an opportunity to play for Duke.
If Kyrie Irving went to Howard and he was making them highlight reels.
I don't think it would have made a difference.
You don't think it would have made a difference? He gets hurt 11 games in and can't play.
I think they would
still a number one pick?
And they would still put him a number one pick. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's I don't know, man. I don't know about that one, especially.
It would take some time.
I think Kyrie Irving had to play a whole season whooping niggas' ass like that.
I mean, we seen it. Steph Curry was in what school you want to date?
Davidson,
and that's hurt his stock. You know what I'm saying? But John Morant, what school you went to?
John Morant went to what's that? I forgot. No, I'm having a brain fart.
But like, I guess what I'm saying is I see your point. Yeah. If my son is not...
You see, it took him an extra year.
If my son is not that nigga, top three guaranteed, then no, I'm not going to advise him to go to HBCU.
I think I would ask him, what's your reason for doing it? Oh, now, no. if you got a whole stance behind it and why you feel you want to go that route, then do it. I'll support it.
I'm going to tell my son, which means more to you, playing in the NBA or changing the way college basketball goes, especially in these days, especially with people aren't really going to college like anymore. Like, there's options.
G League.
So my thing is, like, are you trying, like, your goal, I feel like this, if your goal is to get to the NBA, you're trying to get there as fast as possible.
Focus on that.
So that's what you need to be focused on first. That's how I look at it. So, I don't know, but we'll move along. We'll leave sports alone for a little minute. It was an interesting thing I seen today where I was watching Everyday Struggle. Shout out to DJ Academics and everybody over there. And they have a segment called On the Clock. And I thought his points was interesting or whatever. So basically, we all know the Migos been putting out a little bit of music here and there this year. And he basically said that Academics, he said on there that basically he said absolutely the Migos are on the clock. So he said that it's because people love the Migos because they came from the street. They were street rappers, you know. whatnot. And so he said that basically there's the reason the music's not connecting is that they're not. They're you see them in all these commercials. They're doing deals. They have wives, girlfriends. Like, they're basically kind of like, when you think about it, they're kind of mature. They're living their life. You know what I'm saying? They're not from the street anymore, but he's saying like they're making street music and it's not connecting with the fans. So he's saying they're on the clock because they're close to falling off. My thing is, my question, I guess I would ask, like, they came off an album that sold like 200 first week. You know what I'm saying? Their biggest debut.
Culture 2?
Yeah. That was what, 2018?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In 2 years, can you fall off? Like, what is falling off to y'all first? Let me ask y'all. What is falling off, and do you think that they have a chance of that?
Falling off, to me, is you can't maintain the same trajectory or position you're in. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're number one, if you're number 10, if you can't maintain that no more, if it's a significant drop from where you were, that's falling off. A significant drop. So let's say, when you drop, you have the streets, you have no one hit, or you sell, whatever it is, your metric, you know, if you can't maintain that, it's a significant change. That's falling off. Mm-hmm. So I do agree when people be like, oh, you fell off because you can't hit that no more. If Kendrick, every time he drops, he has no one album, he sells over 100K. If he can't do that no more, that's falling off.
See,
you can't maintain
I'm agreeing with you.
Your normal
status. It's more like a... Like Kendrick, if he drops every 2 to 3 years, but as long as every 2 to 3 years he make doing the same numbers or better, it don't matter about the time.
Now, if you go, Kendrick, you're saying it's more of a risky thing. Well, I guess you gotta know your fan base.
Yeah, so it's not risky. Just you gotta know your fan base.
He has a core fan base.
Now, Migos gonna drop.
Migos fans.
Let's say they went back. At the beginning, they dropped once a year.
Usually means you fall off if you have fickle fans, because whenever you're not as high. But go ahead.
But I'm saying, like, let's say they started off, they dropped once a year, like every year, and they was doing all right. And then that last one was high. Mm-hmm. And then they waited 2 years, and they still were up here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes as you grow, you got other stuff going on. Like you said, they're moving on. They're like, don't mean that the music has got worse, or they're not going to do the same numbers.
I mean, it's a projection, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm saying. He said they're on the clock. So, whenever the next album drop, that's going to be.
This is going to be the telling. Like
the telltale of whether they're
still as high as they are. I don't think necessarily it'll make it a complete drop-off. Because
you
think one album would consider. Would you.
Okay.
Would you do that as a fall-off?
Let me say this. So, I remember a fan. Comment under academic, so he posted something about Migos, right? And Offset was like, and they said the Migos fell off. And he commented, and he said, how we fall off in our last album sold 200 and whatever K the first week, right? I think if I was having a conversation with Offset, shout out to the North, if I was having a conversation with him, I would be honest and tell him this. When people buy, When your album has success, usually it's based off the last album. So, so like people loved Culture. It was a classic.
So the expectations of Culture 2 was
yes. So
you had the hype.
So even if they was to put out something that was like just an okay single, I think they were going to sell either way. You know what I'm saying? And then you could tell they invested more in the set, and what was that, Culture 2? They invested more money in there. They had videos. They had Drake. They had all that. You know what I mean? Because I think commercially it was received as like, this is a good album. It's not as good as
Culture,
but it was kind of, they switched to commercial. Like, you had big features, you have big budget videos where usually they were shooting videos in the street.
I know they all had a solo project too last year, right?
So I think that argument, when you say that, so now on this one, people are waiting for that hit again. Because the last one, don't get me wrong, people love Walking Like I'm Talking. But I think as a body of work, they was just like, okay, this one's cool.
Where's that mega hit?
But it's not the mega hit. So I think now people are at a point where we're saying fall, because just we're questioning And then when they put out the, they put out like three or four tracks, and they've been good. I like them. I fucks with them, but they not necessarily them the bangers. So it kind of seems like they still working out the kinks.
So it goes to the point now.
So I get what fans are saying.
It kind of changed my answer. They peaked with Culture One. They hit a level where they never hit. So are they falling off?
I don't think they're falling off. I think that they've reached their top level
and they can't miss the match.
And it's hard. It's kind of like Jeezy. Thug Motivation 101. Boom. Or 50 Cent. Boom.
You can't go nowhere but down from there.
These are your highest moments. You can't. It's hard for you to live up to that moment three, four different times.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a gift and a curse. Once you this high, it's hard for people to not see you as this high. Because you got to remember, the first album didn't do so well with the Migos.
So did Ray Sherman fall off?
Yeah. I think that they're on the clock too. If you're gonna hold the Migos on that, then they're on the clock too.
Cause it's been even longer.
Because their last album didn't do so well, as far as opinion wise on the music. I don't remember what the sales were, but if you're like, listen, remember they put out a triple disc.
So it could be two definitions of falling off. Falling off could be you're not relevant at all. You're not your music not important, or it could be you didn't meet your own standard.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think it's more of that. You didn't meet the culture standards.
Yeah.
Anything you put out, we're comparing it to your best work.
I was about to ask, you think everything that they put out from now on is going to be...
I think that's what everybody...
And you know what it is, though?
But
I think that their fan base, when they first came out, it was for a very young fan base, right?
They grow up.
They've grown up. They're in a relationship. They've been married. Quavo's out here living his life. We don't really hear him take off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we... Think about it. They was probably 21, 22 when they came in the game, and now I think it's 29. They pushing 30.
It's like a different core.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the fans ain't... Some fans grow up with you, some don't.
Yeah, some niggas grow up, some don't.
I just got to navigate through that.
Yeah, so, I don't know. We said something about Kendrick Lamar. Wasn't there something going on with Lupe and Kendrick?
Yeah, so, it's been some... underlying beef between Lupe and Kendrick, the whole TD camp for a minute. Mm-hmm. When Kendrick dropped Control, Lupe dropped the response verse. Like, everybody dropped a response verse, but Lupe dropped one. It was received well. But a fan asked Lupe on Twitter, is he a better lyricist than Kendrick Lamar? And he said, does Kendrick make better songs than me? Yes, he does. Does Kendrick make better albums than me? Something like that. Yes, he does. Is Kendrick a better artist than me? Yes, he is. Am I a better lyricist? Yes, I am. And then there's been a big old...
It's been a debate.
Debate over that. So, in y'all opinion, that's the cap. Do y'all think Lupe is a better lyricist than Kendrick Lamar?
Facts.
Cap.
Dance cap. I think Kendrick is a better rapper. He raps better. Put words together better than
Lupe. I think that's 100% facts, and this is coming from a nigga who Kendrick Lamar is like one of his favorite rappers. So the reason I say that is I just, my unpopular opinion, lyricism isn't the most
important
thing on the song.
Simple.
Yeah.
This isn't
the 90s. I think Lupe 90s, early 2000s, I think Lupe comes from a different school. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lupe's an old school nigga, so Lupe comes from a class of, I'm trying to get signed to a deal. I gotta stand outside the record label. Hopefully I run into DMX or somebody and I spit. Yo, I can rap. You know what I'm saying?
Rappy rap raps.
Yeah.
Cypher bars.
Yeah. And he's also a great artist. So let me give him that. I'm not disrespecting Lupe, because Lupe's first three albums are classics, in my opinion. I think Lupe is a really good rapper, but I think Kendrick Lamar music has meant more, is hit more. He has a bigger core fan base. You don't really hear from him. Lupe has always kind of been outspoken with his when it comes to labels, situations like that.
Politics.
That's where we go to falling off, right? Like, I still think Lupe has the ability to make great music. But
he's never going to reach that mainstream.
Yeah, he kind of seems like a nigga to me who's blackballed himself from the thing. So, What I would say to that, I think that he is a better lyricist, but for a nigga like me, lyricism ain't the first thing that matter to me when it comes to making music. Like, I feel like, first of all, your beat gotta catch me.
See, everything you just said.
Second of all, a hook, like a catchy hook, if it's catchy. And then just the how you fill it in with the lyrics. Go ahead, because it's all how you approach it.
Like, my thing is, I get that, but I wouldn't use that example with Kendrick Lamar. With Drake, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's more so because I put Kendrick with more of like
rappy.
With the rap. It may not be rappity rap, but it's like not enough to say.
So, like,
but if I say Drake is an entertainer, he's a superstar. So, like, all those examples you use, I would lean more towards
Drake. I get your point. I get your point 100%.
Drake got balls.
But so you're saying
I think Lupe and Kendrick are closer to each other than Drake to any either one. So I think it's fair comparison. So look, what I'm saying is I think it's a fair comparison when Lupe and Kendrick compare, like if they're compared to each other. And I think that Lupe, when he says, like say Lupe says Kendrick is a peer of mine, I think he knows that Kendrick commercially is bigger than him. But I think that if you was to talk to Kendrick Lamar right now, he would say, yeah, I am better off associated with Lupe than Drake. I think he would agree with that.
No, what I was saying was Drake would be on the opposite sides. And that's how your argument was. I think Kendrick and Lupe is in the same as far as rapping. Like, it's not a...
But...
Like, the way you explained it was like...
I see what you're saying, bro.
If you're more commercial, you're an entertainer. Mm-hmm. That's how Lupe is looking at him, and that's how he's distancing himself.
I think that he looks at him like he's bigger than me, but I think when he says that stuff like that, I think he knows that Kendrick Lamar respects him. Like, I think Lupe knows, like, yo, you like, what's the New York nigga say? You know my body. I think, like, Kendrick is a nigga who loves culture. He loves the hip-hop culture. So I think that he knows, when he's saying stuff like that, I think he knows, Kendrick knows what he's saying. I think the fans are like, when you say stuff like that, the reason he got backlash is because the fans are going to push back on that because fans are going to, some people just look at Kendrick Lamar like he's Kendrick Lamar.
So to answer that, I'm saying you didn't really answer. You first said that's cap. You think Kendrick Lamar is, because you said they're in the same boat.
They're in the same boat. I just think. Who's
better lyricist?
Kendrick Lamar. To me.
Do you think it's a better lyricist or is that who you rather hear? I'm asking.
That's what I'm saying.
I think Kendrick Lamar spits better.
Okay.
The way because you can't say he don't rap and put words together.
I think he don't rap and put words together
at all.
Close to Lupe. Now I'm not saying close, but in that level. Okay. Lupe is very, very, I don't know the word, like it's complex.
I get what you're
saying. I don't mean to cut you off. Let me just say something real quick. When we heard Control, the reason why Control might be his best verse ever is because you don't hear Kendrick do double entendres. You don't hear him rap aggressive like that. You don't hear him. That's not every song track from him. So I think that's what the shock value was with that. I think when you listen to Lupe was dropping heat, you know, Lupe gonna give you them bars. He's gonna have shit you listen back to. You go, whoa. Kendrick is more of a blunt rapper to me. Like, he's gonna give you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Like, lyricism to me is complexity, Don Chandra's, shit that you're not gonna catch right away. You say a bar, it means more than one thing.
I get what you're
saying. Like, so when Kendrick doesn't do that as much as Lupe. Lupe is...
That's what I'm saying. It's not about him not doing it as much as... It's about that they both can do it.
But how do you determine who's better? Like,
so do you feel like you shoot more diverse?
He's more diverse?
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. So, but like, if we're just, LeBron is diverse. He can pass. He can drive. He can shoot when he needs to. But
just Steph Curry's a better shooter.
Just like you know, give me a good shooter who's diverse.
I get everything compared to Steph,
you know what I'm saying?
If we just come down to that one category, I still think... I'm not saying it's a landslide, but I think...
Kendrick Lamar got him by a little bit.
I'm asking,
they don't have as many songs.
I'm asking, the times that you hear Kendrick be complex, you think it's as complex or as lyrical as Lupe?
I don't think Brandon really listen to Lupe like that.
From what you hear, it's only from what he hear. So,
like, from what I'm saying, like, and I've...
But see, first three listen, for sure. Okay, so you gotta ask yourself, too. If do you consider yourself a casual fan of Lupe? Like, you don't really listen to him like that?
I've listened to enough, but nah, that's not the first person I'm going to.
Okay, so... The thing about Lupe, he can fool you because if you listen to hip hop, Save My Life, or Kick Push, Superstar, and then you listen to, let's say you listen to the albums or you listen to Lupe, you're like, oh, this nigga rap right here.
Listen to American Terrorist. Listen, like,
I think that's where he fooled.
Bro, like Lupe, like
he played the game.
I'm big on battle rap, right? And that's all about lyricism and performance. Like Lupe goes on Twitter and literally has Twitter tweet battles with people like Mickey Fax, like lyricism, other lyricists, people like Daylight, and then like people like Ab Soul, who's on TDE, by the way. And you see the bar, see like 140 characters, and he's having multi syllables and triple entendres and bars. Like, he'll flip your shirt. God is dope. Like, Kendrick don't rap like that. He don't rap like that. And that's his lyricism. Like what Justin said, that's just one aspect. Just because I'm the best free throw shooter, don't make me a better basketball player. And I know you're not saying that. I know you're not saying that. You're just saying Kendrick is more diverse. So he doesn't do it as much.
Listen, that's just an opinion. That's not something I can argue.
I just don't think it's... That's not Kendrick's bag. Yeah. Like, Drake is lyrical when he need to be. Yeah. It's just not on that level.
All right, so we're going to go into, like, a little quicker topic. You know what I'm saying? We don't hold y'all too long. I'm going to read y'all something.
Oh, shit.
Accompanied Dr. Dre and his estranged wife founded together is accusing her of draining the primary business account dry and even criminal embezzlement.
These hoes
just the latest sign of how nasty the divorce is getting. How do y'all react? I don't even know what the question I want to react. How do y'all feel about that? Okay, so let me say this. Dr. Dre is he's a powerful guy, right?
Yeah.
So, who do you think that they get this information from? The media gets this information.
His account?
So
you think it didn't happen?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm just noticing, like, do you think that this... I'm going to ask y'all this. Do you think that this lady is as bad as the media is saying she is? It's a smear
campaign. I think she is.
On both sides.
No, I think she is to the point to where she thought, like, all right, well, we about to get a divorce. I thought I was getting half or I'm getting this amount. And then when she's seeing that this nigga was already three steps ahead of her with this shit, he already had everything worked out. Now she's mad. Now she's just trying to figure out
I was to push back on what you just said. So they had a prenup, correct? So
she signed a prenup.
She said he pressured her into signing it.
So she had a prenup. So the whole time she's knowing she had a prenup.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this is a tactic of somebody who had a prenup, or do you think this is like a tactic of somebody who like feels kind of like on his part maybe threatened that she can get his money?
That's how I feel. It's more secondary. Like, because the first blowback we heard was from her. We know about his history of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this law, it's like California, like some prenup don't matter. After a while, like I said, that she put the case that he pressured her to sign him under the arrest. And those statutes of limitations.
So you think basically knows that she has a legit case?
She has leverage. And just to me, it's just media. It's like she has public opinion at first. So now it's the fight back to push that narrative. Oh.
And he's basically a billionaire. So it's like you're fighting against a machine.
That's how you feel?
Perfect. How you feel?
Because we don't know this.
I mean, what y'all say makes sense. But I still think it's more so she thought one thing and thought it was going to go one way. And now she see that this nigga is already ahead of the game and he had this shit in his favor. Now she's trying to do anything to damage whatever he was trying to do. Like I said, y'all made some points that when I came into that question, that's what I came in with.
Yeah.
Now, I'll have to think about it y'all with a little bit more.
I think that obviously, because I see that
There's a rumor that Kim Kardashian is still planning a divorce with Kanye, but she's being strategic. I think anytime that you're involving millionaires, you have to be strategic.
All strategy.
You have to be strategic. So I'm not mad at her for having a strategy. You have to do that. I do think that it's convenient that you never heard anything about this woman ever until it's time to divorce. And now she's the worst person in the world.
Tactic.
Who's getting this information? Who are they getting this information from?
Just Cam.
Man,
That's how I look at it. He's leaking it. I'm not saying that he's necessarily all 100% wrong.
It's just that's where it's coming from. It's
so I don't think TMZ is paying her whatever she wants to make sure to leak some documents.
Maybe.
But she paid TMZ to say, hey, I leaked I'm embezzling money from him. No.
How much
TMZ? If it's coming down, TMZ is getting that from Dre's camp.
Yeah.
Think about it. When you go to court, they tell you, bring your kids. Like the people who's getting sentenced, right? Bring your kids. Make sure all your family comes. You know, wear this type of color suit. Wear this, because it's all about, like, say, media and perspective from people. So when you're a billionaire, you don't want to look like the bad guy, and you ain't trying to get
your hands up. Perception matters.
Yeah, like it's so much politics behind it. Like
perception is everything.
Yeah, I think that it's kind of a smear campaign on her, and she don't have enough money and enough power to compete. That. So that's gonna be interesting, you know. Anyway, moving along. Bobby Smurda, his parole was denied. React.
Fuck 12.
Fuck the system.
Man, I think that. I'm gonna tell you what I think.
At this point, hey, that's
what I think that Bobby. I think Bobby Smurda. I don't know if I blame his lawyer, but I blame it's somebody to blame because I think that they leaked too much information too fast. I think
the government probably was like, relax.
Like, think about it. Like, they already like when I remember the day he got arrested. This is like eight years ago.
It's crazy.
I remember when he got arrested, and I remember they said Bobby Smurda is a menace to society. This is what the cops in Brooklyn said. The feds said he's a menace to society. We was already looking at them, and he just happened to get famous. So I think they look at it like the reason why, like they look at him like, y'all think we want to let him out and get celebrated?
Yeah. They see it too.
Yeah,
they watch it.
He did a countdown and everything. I think his team moved too fast. And I'll never forget when I listened. Shout out to Gucci. When I remember listening to the audio book of Gucci, right?
Yeah.
And Gucci specifically said he remembered when El Chapo got free. Remember when El Chapo escaped, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times.
And he's always been, and Gucci, if you go look at his catalog, he's always called himself like El Chapo. He's always involved himself in that street element with his music.
Yeah.
So he said he had a choice. He said, the day he got free, I had access to the computers in the feds. You do have computer access. He said, I had access to the computer and I wanted to tweet something like, hey, El Chapo got free, but he knew he had a parole meeting. So he ended up choosing, you know what? No, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to risk
antagonizing them.
And I think
that man wised up while he was in.
Yeah, and I think that's where his team fucked up. So now he got to do another year in jail.
Oh, they did that whole year.
He got to get. He's not getting out to December 2021.
Full sentence.
That's the full thing.
Yeah,
and there's no more parole, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think that's where they fucked up. I think his team, I don't know how he's working. I'm not in the rap game, but I think that's where they fucked up. I think they shouldn't have put a countdown. They shouldn't, because think about it. Now he's going to come. They know he's going to come out and be big at least for 6 months, right?
Don't be surprised if y'all heard he got in some trouble.
Exactly.
Had to stay a little
bit. Put a target on your back. I agree.
So is Roddy going to get out earlier than him?
I mean, we haven't heard from Roddy's camp because they're moving right.
It's not just the camp.
He was on Pop Smoke.
DJ, like, Vlad.
Yeah, he was on some music.
No, I'm just saying, like,
His voice getting out there.
I heard that from Vlad, Academic, like,
and he has, and he's, and think about it, he's spending more time in prison because, like, he had a, he says it was a fan who bought him a knife. He's, but like, you have a history, right? You have to move very careful. I know it's hard to move careful in jail, especially being gang affiliated and being a big rapper. But at the same time, you put your freedom depends on it. So it's a slippery slope. I think that they moved a little too fast. They got a little too excited. I think they did a little too much. So
hold your head.
Yeah,
I had free smarter.
Young Dolph. He recently had the Lambo giveaway. He promised that he would give his fans. He promised he would give his fans a Lambo, and he gave one of his fans a Lambo in Dallas, Texas. Salute to her. And she was pregnant and married.
She can't put no baby in the back seat.
First, let me ask y'all this. If y'all won the sweepstakes or whatever, y'all got a Lambo, how would y'all move? How would what's your next decision? What would you do with that Lambo? Would you keep it or would you sell it?
I have 24 hours to figure out how this Lambo can make me money. If I can't goddamn Uber X++ or some shit like that with it, if I can't have shit in magazines,
do you think Uber is worth it with a Lambo?
He's saying,
like, I'm just saying, however, I just made that shit up. I can't find a way in 24 hours to make this shit make money,
it's out of here.
It's gotta be gone. Who gonna pay the insurance? I'm not.
Okay, so allegedly, they said he paid all the expenses up for a year. All
right, me?
A year.
Me?
Nigga, that shit ain't. All right, so I'm gonna drive this. Nah, I don't want this shit to depreciate. So,
me?
It's gonna sit in the driveway.
I'm gonna have one weekend. I'm gonna have to have a weekend. I'm gonna have to have a weekend. Hitting the city. I'm hitting the town, every club. Everywhere. Everybody gonna know me, and then I'm selling it.
Alright, so about 24 hours to think is everything you were just saying, but just 24 hours.
No, I'm doing that for a weekend. Friday through Saturday.
Because I ain't getting out of it. We pull up in front of the club.
First of all, I'm in the car. Bruh. You live in Atlanta.
I don't care about
Friday through Sunday.
Friday through Sunday, bro.
Friday.
Because, like, that money cool, but, like,
I hit that one pothole in Atlanta.
I can't pay to fix that shit. Even if you hit a pothole, that's enough. You still trade that in and you got enough to get you a nice house.
I know what I'm saying. I'm still getting money from it.
Shit. I could have got a nicer one if I hit that pothole.
So let's say, for example, it's $300 you get back from it. I doubt it's that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I drive the weekend and depreciate to $200, $250, $200. Like,
I don't care. It's not gonna reach that fast.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that is not gonna be enough where one week. That's
enough to still impact my life.
And still enough to impact my life. I had a Lambo for a weekend and I had $200.
And I'm gonna record it. Listen, Friday, I'm at the strip club.
I'm in the streets, bro.
Saturday, I'm at the compound. Sunday, I'm at the flame. What's happening?
We acting.
And I'm pulling up in that thing.
We acting. Oh.
And I'm using the money that you gave me for the insurance.
I'm blowing y'all up.
You know what I'm doing?
Hey, fuck that. Where y'all at?
Nigga.
Nah, bro. I'm outside. Come check me out.
I'm not even telling, nigga.
That shit gonna be on the back of the tow truck. So we pull up. Alright, bro. Pull up. Two blocks up, and I'm gonna drive up.
I'm gonna drive up in two blocks.
Yeah, nigga.
Hey, but y'all
you're
definitely playing
the
game. I don't think I believe you, bro.
You're smart.
I believe the first part. Where you gonna find out to make money from?
Yeah, he's lying. I'm gonna tell you why he's lying.
You're a liar. You're definitely gonna think about the money, but you're gonna stun that shit.
I'm gonna tell you why he's lying. Brent is the same nigga on his birthday who was hanging out the window.
It wasn't my car.
Throwing money out 85. Throwing money out.
Out the Lambo though.
With T-Rex.
And I waste money.
T-Rex.
We were going to wait to see them.
That shit went mine.
You get a Lambo, bro?
I'm been sitting outside of it on a tow truck.
Cause like, I'm not gonna take that shit. I'm not gonna go to work one day for sure.
Why?
Just one day.
Somebody hit that. Boom.
Nobody gonna hit it. I'm gonna make sure nobody hit it. I'm gonna take it to work one day. Everywhere once.
So we got other topics, but you know what, man? Pitches. I think we. I got this week. I was in my bag, and I got a good amount.
What's the scenario? What's the scenario? Here we go, yo.
Fuck them. Fuck all the other topics.
It's about us.
Go look it up on the Shade Room where we get our shit from. Or like fucking academics or some shit.
If y'all think they right, I'm going to say they wrong. If y'all think they wrong, I'm going to say they right.
There you go. Exactly. So we're going to get into the first question of what's the scenario.
Yep.
All right, you have a child on the way. And unfortunately, you and your expecting. I mean, so.
You have a child on the way. Unfortunately. That's all we heard.
You have a child on the way.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Shit. You and your significant other have broken up pre-birth, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Y'all planning just, yo, we just gonna co-parent. It is what it is. It's out of the question that we're together. So a couple weeks before birth, you know, she hits you up and she like, hey, I just want to let you know I don't want you in the room during birth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather have just my mom and like my TT or some shit. Mm-hmm. My grandma or some shit, right?
My TT.
She says, so you push back a little bit about it. Like, of course you got something to say. Like, you feel away.
Mm-hmm.
And, she says, well, y'all are no longer together, and she feels no need for you to be in the room. Do you have a right to be upset?
Yes.
Do you have a right? Do you yes. have a right to?
Yes.
She feels
no need for you to be in my room. How the fuck would you feel? That's my child, too.
Her child, her body.
Her. All right, once it's out the body, it's not, it's not in your body no more. That's my child. The fuck? The fuck she's in my... I feel like... You don't need to be in the room.
Okay.
I'll sit outside. Consider
your feelings.
Now, this is what I said. I'll sit outside all day. When the doctor said, oh, we about to push. It's on the way. It's coming. I'll walk in the room then. I don't need to be there with you all.
You know what?
Eight to 12 hours. I'll be outside. I'm not leaving the hospital.
Dave Chappelle.
Because I don't want to miss that.
It's rare that I agree with Brandon, but I feel like this is one of his best points. I hate that.
Dave Chappelle said, woman's rights, right? Mm-hmm. Women has rights, their body, to make their choice whether to do or listen. This is what I'm about to say. They have the right to do what they have to do, right? They have the right. If you feel like I don't need to be in the room, you have all that control, fine. It's your child. It's your child too when that bill comes. Don't ask me for no fucking thing. If you wanna make all them choices yourself, don't ask me for child support. Don't ask me for none of that shit. It's your choice.
That's my sole point.
You choose to raise that motherfucker by yourself.
You went past the birth, but
I agree with you, that shit don't make no fucking sense to me.
You know what? Fuck that. You fuck that shit.
You can't tell me. I feel like I don't want to be in the room.
First of all, bitch, you just emotional because I left you.
Yo, yeah.
That shit don't make no fucking
sense. Me and Sean right up the street was a little bitch.
That's
what I'm
annoying
saying?
As fuck. Like, how you.
So you think you control everything?
You control everything.
So, I'm just a. Don't be in the room. Well, don't be in the courtroom, bitch. Leave me alone.
Don't be in the courtroom.
Facts. Changed my mind.
Hey.
Fuck Brandon's opinion. It stinks. I agree with you.
You stink.
I switch. I agree.
Shouts out to me.
And shout out to Dave Chappelle. How the fuck you go? So you think you can just govern every little fucking thing?
Why?
If I can't be in the room,
you govern everything.
I'm here because listen.
My body, my choice.
I'm feeling like I'm in my bag.
Let a nigga get in the bag.
Wait, first of all. Black men don't protect black women, right?
Oh, shit. This is coming from a nigga that's with his baby mother.
Black women. Black
girl.
What they say? Black women don't get protected in hospitals. Okay. My doctors.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You need you a fucking team in there. I don't care if your TT and your motherfucking mama in there. You need me in there, too. Because they already going to be like, look, he's running out together. He's already in terrible trouble.
Closer. Get in your bag.
You know they don't stay with their.
Camera one.
You know they're single mothers. You know he's not gonna be there. Yeah. He's gonna be dead or
talk
in jail.
Your shit.
You know what I'm saying? So first of all, we need to be in that motherfucker like United Front. I don't give a fuck.
I'm here
to protect you. I know I'm on my casual back, but like when I was in there with my girl, my main concern was literally like, yo, I'm making sure she getting the best treatment that she can get.
Yeah.
Obviously, your mama and your grandma, but it's one thing when it's two people yelling at you and three people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
more. And it's like also, like you said, that perception shit, like she'll say, I don't want you in the room. But when y'all in the room with the TT and the mom and the grandma, and that nigga not even in the room, yeah, that's me.
You and on top of that, you just emotional, bitch. You said, since we're not together, I don't feel like.
Hey, how many bitches has he just dropped?
You supposed to be spitting out my child. You spitting out my child. Relax.
Because we're not together. That was the whole thing. Since we're not together.
Right. So you know what? I changed my mind.
Seven bitches.
I changed my mind.
No, that's a
fact. All I said is I was gonna come in when it's time for all that. Yep.
Go ahead, bro.
I would rather just wait. All right, cool. That's the last place I want to be, and we already beefing. I ain't trying to be in the room too. Are you gonna? Hey, we got that 3-minute countdown. That baby coming. Y'all saw the head. All right, I'm on the way in there.
Maybe if it was amicable, but the fact that she said. Because we're not together. Unless we know that you just being petty.
Just being petty.
Yeah, I could potentially save your life, Sean. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Dr. Just.
Yeah, we on him. Sean and Shane.
Seven bitches.
Sean and Shane. SNS, y'all.
Sean and Shane.
Sean and Shane. That sound like a good couple. Sean and Shane.
Y'all know what Sean and Shane look like. Shit.
So, Sean and Shane.
Was they together?
Oh, God.
So, look. Sean and Shane.
Ghost laughing and shit.
They just became a couple.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? They're a few weeks in. Let's say you're
a month and a half. Energy.
Month and a half. Right? Sean and Shane.
You need some liquor.
Shauna takes Shane to a work event where she introduces Shane to one of her male co-workers. / best friends.
Shouts out to work husbands.
Yeah, work husbands, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
we ain't gonna say work husbands. I don't want to jade y'all from what they were saying.
Nothing wrong with work husbands.
So you notice that it's a weird tension when she introduces you to him. You ask about him later on.
Alright, come on.
I'm sorry.
Hey, that's kind of right.
His name was building up attention. It's a weird yo, come on, bro.
Sean and Shane just become a couple. Shauna takes Shane to a work event where she introduces Sean or Shane, whatever the fuck his name is. Shane's a whack ass name.
Nigga, you came up with it.
To one of the male co-workers / best friends, right? So you notice a weird tension when she introduces Shane to him.
Okay.
You ask about him later on, and she says, she used to date him, and before you decided that, you know, y'all were a couple, they just decided that, you know, they better off, excuse me, y'all, as a best friend.
Coronavirus.
Projectile.
Shit is real. So yeah, we gonna rewind. You ask about it later on, Shane does, and she says that they used to date, they decide they're better off as best friends and not as lovers. So if you're Shane, how do you feel about it, and do you have the right to ask her to break off their relationship? And I know that shit dirty on the inside. Show them the inside of that motherfucker.
It's dirty as that sneeze, nigga. Go ahead, bro. What did you say?
I just asked the whole question, nigga. You want to listen?
And you,
does the girl have a right to be... do you have a right to be upset and ask them, like, yo, break it off? Okay. Like, break off the friendship. Y'all just got together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the right to say, break it off?
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, if you tell me that was your friend, I may feel a bit, hey, what was the funniest? What did I miss? Because I felt the vibe. But no, we're really just friends, and that's
like
the
first guy he's ever met. Okay, first impression. Your first impression, he is not a good impression.
Yeah, he.
I mean, but you can't. We've been friends for years. You can't just come fresh into a relationship and like, hey, I don't like that nigga. That's not your friend no more. Like, you're going to have to. No, it's not going to be too many.
So do you feel like their friendship means more
So you just want
in a new relationship.
What's a new relationship? What, we've been together for a couple weeks?
I'm asking. I'm not defending it. I'm just asking.
Nah, I'm like trying you, to get Ari Angle. Now, I mean, you as the man, you got, all right, they said they just friends. Let me keep my antennas up. You're going to see the signs. If I see something else, hey, look.
I get, bro, you're basically saying you're not going to jump to conclusions. You're going to give it a chance for it to play out.
Yeah.
I guess me, I'm not secure enough for that. Like, I'm not. Like,
that's real.
As soon as I see that, if I didn't know about it ahead of time, and y'all used to mess with each other, you said that they tried to date, it didn't work. He already was hating, he already was real energy. I already know that nigga might already start to be salt with me. As soon as y'all see each other every day, I don't like that. Yeah. Because y'all already friends. I don't like the whole intimacy between other people. And since we just started, now I guess it's an option. Either I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna wait it out. And then eventually, when we get stronger, I'll be like, yeah, cut it off. Because I feel like I don't have the right to say, stop being friends with him right away. We just start going out.
Yeah.
I do feel it. That's kind of weird. So either I'm going to be like, look, I'm not feeling this. I'll break it off. But I'll keep going. But I'm with the intention that if I fuck with you and you start fucking with me, you're going to stop fucking with him eventually.
Okay.
But y'all work together. So it's a dub.
My question to that would just be like, why you ain't make me aware that that's your best friend? Like, who is this nigga?
And then she introduced, from the scenario, she introduced you without saying.
Yeah, you fucked up the first impression.
You fucked up the first impression.
If that's your best friend, this is your first, your best friend, and it took me to get to your work event.
To find out that.
To find out this is your best friend and y'all used to date.
Used to date. Yeah, that's the sign right there.
So I mean, I'm talking to you. Right to me,
I should have known.
Most of the times, like if I introduce somebody to somebody I talk to, it's not until we met in person. Oh yeah, I used to date her. Like it's not really ever.
You're right. I can see that.
That's my friend. That's my friend. Oh yeah, I used to date her because you don't want to throw off your first knowing as a friend.
I feel like
I feel like
if you work with it's one thing if it's just like, yo, like
you met the nigga, he lived down the street,
we went to a club where we ran into the nigga. It's another thing if it's like, yo, I work with this nigga, you probably should let me know about that. So now I'm being, and especially even at night before I got there, why aren't they calling guard?
The timing. I'm not saying tell them why y'all talking a week before.
That night.
So like,
I ain't never had an ex that y'all really don't look at as an ex at this point. And it's just like, oh shit, it just slipped my mind.
Don't matter, bro. I'll put it like this. Let's say the work event was at 7 o'clock, right?
Yes. No, I'm joking.
The work event was at 7 o'clock. I met up with you at 5 when I got off of work. Came to your house, got dressed. You should have told me at 5:30. You should have told me then, hey, so look.
So you can go in there with an attitude? No, nigga.
No.
I see both ways.
It depends on.
I see both ways.
Okay, so if you got with me, then you should have that trust, that understanding that, hey, I might understand this point. But sometimes conversations is tough, bro.
Y'all just start going out. She barely know how you gonna react to shit.
Well, then we probably shouldn't be going out. And if you don't know, if you can't even know how I'm gonna react, like you think you, it's that unbelievable.
Everybody you done been with ain't know how you gonna react until months until y'all.
You know what I'm saying? I agree with Brandon on that. It's not.
No.
It takes time.
I feel like. Okay, so look. I feel like there's a comfortability enough.
I agree.
To where you come into a situation where you, let's say that he came, let's say this is the scenario. He came from work 5:30. How I just explained it, right? And you say, hey, I just wanted to let you know there's a guy at the job that I used to deal with.
My best friend.
We're still close. Or whatever. I just want to let you know he's going to be there tonight. I don't, you know.
And the reason why I agree, because if you told me that, I would have been like.
But you have a choice. 24 to 48 hours. This shit is on my mind the whole time.
I don't know how I would have handled that.
Like, okay, so let me ask you this. This is what I was trying to get to.
It's messy either way.
You have a choice then. At least I gave you the choice. Because he's saying that he's basically, I don't want to say it too bad, but like, you saying your pride was getting in the way, correct?
Right.
So Would you respect it? Would you respect it more if I told you at that moment or when we got there?
I think either way it would be bad.
Okay, so that's how you move. How would you feel about
it? Either way would be bad.
If you don't tell me a good amount of time before, tell me after. I'd rather be
blindsided. Either way would be bad.
So you'd rather be blindsided? You'd rather be blindsided?
In hindsight, I
wouldn't. Or would you rather be known before to where you can make that decision?
I'm not going. In hindsight, I'd rather know before. Either way, I'll be tight because it's like,
yeah, so I'm saying you have a chance to make that decision. So
I don't look crazy when I... Hey, what up, bro?
Nice 9 times out of 10. I'm just not gonna go. So I would rather not have
If you don't go, then that's your decision. That's your decision, right? That's fine. You know what? I'm gonna deal with them consequences from then. But one thing he can't say is that I didn't inform him. I didn't communicate with him.
Like I said, me
this is an early relationship. You wanna be on your P's and Q's.
And it's early? That's something we can work up from. And continue together, but if I knew right before, that shit could turn. Because I can go in there and I say, all right, fuck it, I'm going. I'm going to call some shit, and then it's probably not going
to
work.
So you're saying it don't help nothing telling you that right here? I see his point now.
Because, like,
it's basically like,
I'm trying to get now, the point.
I'm going.
You kind of have that defense mechanism already up. Where your nigga at? Fuck you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your guards are already up.
That's what I'm like.
So now, you tell him after is the explanation to why.
Now we may be able to work from that without me doing nothing.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If you come into that mindset, and I'm not saying I'm not guilty of having that mindset before, I am. But I would think that would kind of be immaturity on your part. If she literally pulled you to the side to tell you, look, this is a situation, blah, 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 blah.
Because it'd be immature.
If you're mature enough, your situation, you would either be like, look, I don't feel comfortable going, or you'd be like, I'm gonna go and I'm not gonna act up.
I'm not mature enough.
Now, if I tell, and that's respectable.
That's a fact.
So that's respectable.
No, but
if you tell me before, I'm good, I'm going.
You know what
I'm in my head?
You know what I noticed about Brandon, and I'm not knocking him or anything. I noticed that Brandon is an emotional thinker. Like, dude, he's 14. What are we on, episode 14?
Yeah.
You're an emotional thinker. Like, when we said, a nigga touch your girl, a nigga disrespect. He was like, I'm swinging, I don't care who there. Like, I've noticed, like, it's been other occasions, I've noticed that you're more of an emotional thinker. Do you agree with that?
I try to think realistically and what would happen without thinking the situation through. So everything I say is like, not...
So you don't think the situation through?
No, like, say we right there and that happens, more than likely me, I'm just gonna react, and then without thinking about
that's what he's saying. I'm more of a logical thinker.
I'm thinking real time.
So you're gonna think emotionally first, then
logic after.
Let me ask you this. So if it's an hour and a half, 2 hours before y'all get to the event, and she told you, so you have enough time to process it. You think that, like, reacting emotionally is still the best way to do it? Do you think that you're reacting emotionally? Because he's saying, like, I'm too immature for it. That's an emotional reaction.
But no,
right?
But in this situation, this one, it's like, okay, all right, I may have calmed down to where it's like, you know what, I'm an adult, but I'm still on edge. Even if he makes a slick smirk, I still may, like, that's where.
But you know what? Which is worse? Coming into a situation where you know about the nigga and he's smirking at you or whatever. So you know what? We at her job, I'm gonna remove myself away from this nigga. Or be in a situation at her job where you don't know this nigga and now you like, man, who the fuck is this nigga looking at me like I'm crazy? This nigga, like, when you used to do
that's
like,
probably
a and now you're looking at your girl in a new light. Like, who the fuck is this motherfucker?
I'm saying, like, with that situation, you have a better chance of them, if they're that close, playing it off, and you don't know it until you get home.
If you don't know it.
I would be more pissed. Because now, you might have made me look stupid. Because now, let's say I'm sitting here talking to this nigga. Or like, because think about it. If you're in a job situation, this isn't your job. You don't know nobody.
Yet. No. Just you don't have to finish. I agree. I would be 100% more pissed at her after.
But that's saying me and her could work out.
It would avoid a situation. We can work that out between me and her. She's like, I didn't do that because I didn't want you to. If you had known that I did that, it would have been a fight.
Or it could have been altercation.
Oh, okay, y'all on another level.
It could have been altercation.
I ain't gonna lie. I think y'all on another level.
I'm trying to see that
fight and her job. Y'all niggas is.
It could have been altercation, not a fight. It could have
something that still could have. Yeah, I had to the point where it wouldn't be able to.
I'm supposed to be the cancer. Y'all niggas acting like cancer.
I'm trying to say like
what y'all niggas is moving super emotional like that.
That's why I said I would rather not know.
I guess the key to that, somebody told you
she was her ex, and or
so now I'm looking for anything.
You try to dap me up. What up, boy?
Okay, no, I'm not moving like that.
You know what I'm saying?
The only reason I'm not moving.
Say it was the reverse. He came out and he was like this. Now it's like, all right, that's strike one. Like, I'm saying, if you're with the other guy, you get what I'm saying?
No, I don't agree with
that. All right, so if I'm coming out
I get what you're saying, I don't agree with it.
So you went.
I'm putting it like this. If she told me up front, let's say she told me before I went.
An hour.
Yeah, she told me.
Before y'all
she told me.
I get ready.
This is my 60. Thinking. She told me.
59.
So now I have a choice. So now I have a personal decision to make. So if I decide to go, it's because, you know what? In my mind,
I'm going to be mature.
I'm going to be mature about the situation. I'm going to act right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, unless this nigga necessarily provokes me, he does something disrespectful to me, then it'll be a good night. So, if he doesn't disrespect me, we're good. Your niggas are saying y'all is going to feel slighted from a nigga pounding you.
No, I'm saying. You said a wink or.
Because, no, she said. Language. Wait, tell me. She scenario. Said this is my best friend.
The word scenario, you felt weird energy. Okay. So, what is weird energy?
So, do you feel like.
In your definition, what is weird energy?
Let's say that he. Okay,
he hug her.
So, when I say. So, this is how. Okay, so listen. That's a fact. Let's say that he don't know that she's dating you. So when she says that, it might just catch you off. Because she said this is also her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that he may have never heard about you. This is a question that you asked. So I might be like, maybe later on, or either before, I'm be like, so does he know about me? That matters. So if I say, you know what, does bruh know about me? Let's say that she hadn't talked about you to him yet. You know, that's a different, like.
It sounds like she didn't handle the situation right.
She might not have.
Best friend, why am I waiting for an hour before I meet him?
First of all, I'm just be honest with you. I ain't fighting over no girl that I just got with the old nigga. For what? Because this nigga probably know her better than me, for what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, with that whole situation is, me, I'm kind of on a situation where, maybe because, you know, I'm a little older now. Old me probably would have been more reactive, but me, I just don't react to disrespect as much.
The same way.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm not threatened, bro.
You got it?
Yeah.
No, you made a point of you saying they're best friends. They know each other. I'm out the loop in the situation.
Yeah.
So it's like.
And I'm not going to act up at your place of perfection.
My thinking was, though, my maturity level. You tell me that. Y'all best friends, y'all used to talk, and I find that out, and then I feel weird energy.
Have you ever been best friends with a girl you've been intimate with?
No. Okay. Not best friends, no.
Okay. Well, have you been close friends?
I've been cool with a girl.
Like, say afterwards. Like, say y'all was cut buddies, and then afterwards, y'all stopped.
Stick wild. Nah.
Shout out to Chris, our cameraman. Hey, Darren, calm down.
Nah. Y'all niggas. It's too far. Hey, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, of course. I didn't call my nigga out.
I don't. Every girl I would call my best friend at the time, I've never been intimate with. Okay. I've been really cool with girls that I
like a close friendship.
Yeah, a close friendship, but nah. If you was like my sis or my best friend, I've never been with you. Nah.
Okay, I understand that. You know what? I get y'all points, but I just think that I guess it just depends. To sum it up, it seems like it depends on your level of maturity.
And that's why I say I don't think my maturity level is high enough.
And that's why I feel like you shouldn't go. Then,
but
if that's the case, if you're aware that you're not mature enough, then don't go.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, at that situation, I'm gonna be like, yo, why am I just finding out about this? I'm gonna feel some type of way.
But okay, so ask yourself. So you're saying, why am I just finding out about this? But maybe that's the reason she told you prior to the event. Maybe she didn't know how to tell you. The same way y'all said afterwards, she's saying, I didn't know how to tell you. So maybe she's going to say, you know what? I didn't know how to tell you, but I figured I should let you know before we go because I respect you and I really like you. So wouldn't you rather know that before?
In hindsight.
Rather than
in after? Hindsight. Either way, I'm going to feel this about what. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Either way. Because my maturity level, I'm going to feel like, damn, you fuck with this nigga, y'all better
tell me the day before, or don't tell me the day after. What's the next question?
In hindsight, I'm going to feel, but in hindsight, I'm going to understand, yeah, I get it. And we can grow. So, it is, that's how I feel. All
right. You're 50 years old. So, for me, this is 30 years later than my current age. You're 50 years old.
Oh, you remember what you said when you start doing your 50, right?
No, I said I said I'm
gonna
get my butt
late. You're gonna get your butt late. So you live your best life right now.
So obviously, great. I just added 10 years to that predicament.
Go ahead.
I'm 50 years old. You at the age where you want to get your butt licked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's
lit.
You're 50 years old and your friend wants to go out and celebrate his divorce. He want to get his butt licked.
My divorce.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all end up at a strip club, so I end up at the plane. And somehow y'all end up at the flame, right?
It's still popping.
Yeah. Y'all 50-year-old asses. It's 2040, and y'all at the damn flame.
Okay.
Right? Because we 30.
I had to do math. My bad. Go ahead.
It's 2040.
We did this episode.
Y'all end up running into... let me say this. You end up going to strip club, and you end up running into your daughter. You know what I'm saying? She and that motherfucker stripping. I'm talking about naked as the day she was motherfucking born.
Who came up with this?
You damn near gotta spank that motherfucker to see if she alive. You know what I'm saying? That's how fucking...
Hey, this is wild.
Right? You run into your daughter.
This shit is...
I was hoping we was having a good one.
She told you, yo, I'm a manager at State Farm.
Yeah.
She might not alive. She probably do work there in the daytime.
You see her. How do you feel about it?
I'm 50. I don't know how I'm gonna feel when I'm 50 years old. So it's kind of hard to have that point of view. I can only think about how I feel now.
Okay.
Now, Jesus Christ, bro. I didn't know she was stripping.
She's 22.
22. Okay.
I didn't know she was.
Now, me personally,
I got 2 years.
All right. I see her. My hope is to not make eye contact. Hey, fellas, I just got an emergency call. I gotta go.
Hey, fellas.
I'm going back to the house. And if we still live together, I'm gonna be sitting on that couch. Hey, let's talk about something. You say you were at State Farm. You could at least told me you was goddamn.
Now, what if you get in a day?
You could have told me you
it's your dark.
Nah. I always check that.
You ain't know.
My thing is like,
go, girl! Go, girl! Damn, this ass look familiar.
Hey, man.
Hey, that is wild, bro.
My whole thing is like this. It's like, if I see her, I'm going to talk to everybody. I'm like, yo, you could have told me this. I would have rather you be honest with me so I don't walk in on you like that versus you lying. You telling me you just do this? I know you doing something. I thought you goddamn had a drug dealer boyfriend or some shit with all the extra money. I ain't know you stripping shit.
Go ahead, sorry.
Go.
Bruh. That's a lot, bruh. Like, your daughter. First of all, I don't know how I feel when I'm 50. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what 2040 is.
I don't know what 2040 looks like. I'm 30. It's like, by then, I might be... It's embarrassing if somebody figured it out while I'm leaving real quick or however I handle it. It's my daughter stripping. I see her.
I'm walking out.
Yeah, I gotta leave.
I think we all agree on that. Like,
I gotta leave. But how I handle it...
22 is 22.
Is she grown? If she's
22,
I'm gonna say that. She's grown.
Let's say she's 23, 22.
So
she's a young adult.
She has her own spot and everything like that. I'm gonna have a conversation with her. I'm gonna be like, listen, this is probably why you need to explain, like, it's why you should be honest what you do and have that, so we don't have these random situations, you know what I'm saying? So we should be on the same page. If you're supposed to, you want to do a strip, if I'm financially able to help you, I will. If I can't, and that's what you need to do, I'm gonna try to make sure she's safe.
Be the best damn stripper.
No, I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna say be safe. Like, because I know how niggas be drunk in the club trying to touch girls who naked and shit. But I wouldn't like it.
You
I wouldn't
like one of those niggas.
No, I didn't say that. I said, no, I've seen niggas.
Okay. I was just asking.
I don't know how I would feel, honestly.
I actually 100% agree with what you said. I think you explained it as good as you could, so I don't really have too much to really say to that. I think you agreed. I think the way that you said it was pretty good. Like, yo, like,
give me a
you
heads
should
up.
Let me know. You can come to me for anything.
Yeah, that would be what I would, like, stretch first. Like, something like that, if you feel like you need the money to do it, you should let me know. Now, if you just a wild freak ass girl, then that's
freak
a whole
freak code.
Y'all niggas, wow. What's the next question, man? What else we got, man?
That's a tough one, dog. All
right. Speaking of your daughter, so you put money up, you know, for your daughter to go to college since the day you knew that she was gonna be born. You know what I'm saying? You found out. Uh-huh. And you did the right thing. You managed your money. You made a trust fund, whatever it may be, right?
Trust, I don't trust nobody.
So, fast forward. She's now graduated from high school. You got plans for her to go to college. She's smart. You know, she's intelligent. You know she can go to any college. Let's say that it's Fort Valley. Whatever, right?
Nico?
Yeah. Let's just say she's thinking low. Let's say Georgia State. Fuck it. Georgia State, right? She can go to Georgia State. Right?
That's a little bit lit.
That's a little bit better, right? Georgia State?
2.3 got into Fort Valley.
Okay, let's say Georgia State, right? She's going to go to Georgia State.
Oh, God.
So, she comes up to you a couple months before it's college time, and she says, you know what, Dad? Like, I just want to let you know. Like,
she want
to
be a stripper?
No. I don't want to go to college.
Free hoes.
And I want to use the money that you saved for me to pursue my real goals.
Which is?
I want to be a rapper.
Yeah, business plan.
So you've heard her rap before. You're like, okay, she kind of decent. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got a little talent.
Okay.
But she wants to use that money that you saved for college to push her rap career. See, what do you do?
Show me. See, the problem with this scenario is, like, I'm not the biggest go to college nigga. So if I did say
that's not a problem.
No.
This is why.
So if I save money for you to go to college, if you have a business plan, if you have a responsible business plan and you have it modeled out, this is how much we pay for studio time. This how much, if you have concrete plans.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have as big a problem as funding that for you.
Let you go last.
Right? I wouldn't if you're a rapper. But in the climate we are in now, all the female rappers that are successful are sexualized. I'm going deep and I'm sorry. I don't know how comfortable I would be with that as a parent. But if you're getting famous, fuck it. You know, get your bag. I get that. But I don't know how comfortable I would be with that. But other than that part, if you, it's on you. If you're saying, I just want to be a rapper, I don't have an idea, I'm not putting money on your books.
My question would be, how much do y'all think it costs to probably go to Georgia State? Matter of fact, we got Chris. Come here.
No.
We're going to let Chris do it. No, Chris.
Oh, cameo?
Yeah, Chris, come here. He went to Georgia State. Come here. You not going to come here? He could just speak. Okay, Chris, you can talk. Chris, roughly, how much does it cost to probably attend Georgia State for 4 years?
It's up by 10.
Yeah,
how much do you think?
We could Google it.
With hope or without?
Without hope.
No, niggas ain't got no hope.
Man, I had a hope since so long.
Like $30,000 to $40,000 a semester.
That's not
$30,000 to $40,000 a semester.
For a year.
So you're saying for 1 year is about $60,000?
That's not true.
Yeah.
That nigga went there. How you gonna tell him?
So basically, am I roughly okay by saying I need
Georgia State University tuition.
Am I okay by saying roughly with college?
In state tuition is $9,286.
Nigga, no.
Whatever. Listen. I don't need those type
of. Gotta put in books and staying on campus.
No, we're not talking about living there. We're talking about
tuition. You have to put that there. Because you're either going to stay on campus or not.
You're going to commute.
That wasn't in the question.
The question was how much it costs.
So, roughly, let's just say six figures. Let's just say six figures.
Your whole year.
That's like for a year?
Let's just say that you saved up six figures. You saved up $100,000 for your kid to go to college, right? Because that's how much you think. So you saved up $100,000 for your kid to go to college, right? She wants to rap.
Not that. It is about 20K a year.
My question.
Yeah, how much? 20. Times four is what?
Six figures? Yeah, it's a semester.
Think about it. Not a year.
Go ahead.
So,
I saved
100K.
Go ahead.
You got 100K for her trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
For college.
Yes, for college.
Fucking money.
She says she wants to rap. So, they said she's decent. Right? That was part of the question.
Yeah.
I think for me, I wouldn't necessarily be like, look, it would be like a situational thing for me. So I'd be like, you want to be a rapper. And let's say I believe in her, or I think that she does have a direction. Yo, I'll give you $10,000. Whatever you do with that, you do. You got a year. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you're saying.
If I believe in, if I believe in that she's really a good rapper,
mm-hmm.
I would probably try to convince her from there. I'd be like, yo, you should probably try to, you know, why can't you go to school and try to rap?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you do that? I would weigh the options.
I agree with that.
I also believe in me, and I'm a hip hop head. I'm not going to lie. So, I'm going to be honest with you. If my daughter says she want to rap, I might be a little excited on the low. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? You want to rap? Because especially if she's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's good. Like, there's potential.
I'm sound sexist as fuck, but, like, the best female rappers, like Rhapsody?
I don't give a fuck if my daughter's rapping about, yo, if she's like, no, that's not what I said. Sit on the dick. Yo,
You're missing my point. You're missing my point. What I'm saying is the rap ability for a female. Who's the most popping female rappers?
If you say, it's a lot of. Do I need to go online? Who's popping right now?
Listen.
But I get where you're trying to go with it.
Where am I going with it? Young Miami just had a post. She said she had like critiques saying that she can't rap good. She was saying every time I have a show, there's thousands of people rapping my verses. Right?
So
that doesn't mean she can rap good. That means that she's a good artist and she's in her bag. Meaning that the rapability is not what makes a female rapper in this climate.
So obviously you know if your daughter is markable or not. You know if your daughter is beautiful. That's a decision you make.
So like if you are a fucking Lupe Fiasco, Jamal
Chacho. Yeah, that's what I'm like, hell no. I'm thinking my daughter is like fucking mulatto or something.
Can you twerk? That's kind of wild. You know what I'm saying?
I'm asking the truth though.
That's sex appeal.
What you're saying is right. Even if that is your daughter,
for the time of the female rapper.
If your daughter is Megan Thee Stallion, you're like, absolutely yes. Go ahead and rap.
I don't feel comfortable with this.
I ain't saying I'm gonna fuck you, but obviously you, from 14 you've been thick, girl. I know you got the sex appeal. I know you look alright.
I don't know if I could do that as a father though.
What I'm saying is, okay, listen.
I could.
I know y'all, like, he's laughing and shit, but I'm being for real.
No, I understand exactly what you're
saying. You know your daughter is attractive.
If she's a stallion or not.
Sure.
But I don't know if I could be like, I'm gonna
fund.
Is it your pride or is it, but you thinking about, are you thinking about you or are you thinking about your daughter's passion? Your daughter wants to be a rapper. She's saying, I love.
My daughter want to be a stripper. She want to be a rapper. God damn, bitch, go to school. Go to class.
I'm asking you.
So you just called your daughter a bitch.
It won't be the first time.
Who's asking you? Like, okay, let's say you say the 100K. Ooh,
I'm joking.
I'm going to give you 10. I'll give you 10. And if it don't, excuse me, if it don't pop, then you know what? You go to school and you figure it out and you support your own career. That's how I feel about it. That's my solution to it. I don't know. What about you, Brandon?
Shit, man. Y'all didn't even throw me off with that shit. But I basically was going to say, this money is saved for this. All right. If you're telling me that this is what you want to do, you've already put in the work. Let me see your numbers. Let me see. Oh, you're on YouTube. Let me see what views you got. Let me hear what you got. Let me see what plan, business plan. Then after that, what business plan after that?
But what if she hasn't? So what if she has no plan? And she said, what I'm saying is, not even no plan. What if she hasn't pursued her career because she's been scared of what you're going to think? But she's saying, now I'm all in. This is what I want to do. I want to be a rapper. This is my studio time. This is what it is. This is how much it roughly costs.
For me, it's like you said.
I want to have access to this money.
You say $10,000 a year. I couldn't put no timeline on that shit. Like 2 Chainz, it took 10. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, listen,
rap, like you.
But I'm not saying you can't support your rap career. What I'm saying is, after I've invested $10,000,
that's it.
I'll give you $10,000. I'll give you a year, whatever it may be. This is roughly the amount of time that I'll give you. This is how much money I give to support your career. Put like this. I wouldn't just put $10,000 in her hand. I'd be like, this is how much I'm willing to spend on you, and this is the amount of time that I'm willing to spend on you. So, for me, after that, you're on your own. You support your own career. If you don't want to go to college, fine. I'm not making nobody go to college, especially as a nigga who didn't go to college.
I would never make nobody. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of $100,000.
Yeah, so my thing is, if you want to be a rapper, I'll give you a head start. Look. $10,000 out of $100,000 ain't gonna kill. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is. And if you love your daughter, you believe in her. Especially if I said, like, yo, you actually kind of nice. Like,
I need to see the pre-work before.
I would push her. Right, I would feel a little.
It's hard. But if I didn't know you were rapping. Let's say that you give her a year. You never know how good somebody gonna get in a year.
Yeah, so you can also go to school in that year too.
But also. So listen. I remember Nicki Minaj. I watched her story. And she lived, it was kind of the same thing, kind of like her family supported her for a year because she said, I can't work and make the music I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave her a year. She, and it happened for her.
It didn't because she was in a year though, did it?
It did. She wasn't necessarily Nicki Minaj.
She didn't meet Wayne in a year.
But there was progress.
She
like
became,
they knew something was going
she
on.
She stopped bubbling.
Yeah, and for me, I thought that was a great blueprint. I'm not saying it's gonna work for everybody. I know it always worked like that for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, her family believed in her, and when they actually see, you know what? I believe in her too. Like when she's showing signs that, you know what?
You get the rest of that bag.
You know. And just coming from a nigga who's a hip hop head, for me,
I'd be excited.
Yeah, I would kind of like love for my daughter to
hip hop. My conflict would be knowing that the female artist has to be sexualized.
That's all you worried about. You don't care.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
Hey, whatever you.
I don't care about my daughter. Listen. Because if you had a son and he was rapping. And you wouldn't have no problem. And he was like,
just
I got bitches sucking dick. This,
you know,
I don't care what you rap about.
You know what I feel like that? You know what I feel like
that? So what are you talking about?
No, I'm going to tell you why. If I knew I didn't do what I did as a parent and make sure you're secure, you know how you are as a person, you can rap about whatever the fuck you want
to rap about. I don't care what she rap about. She can rap about anything you rap about. I'm talking about they're going to be selling her image. Like on some model.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's the same thing.
Well, I don't know what you
do. As long as
you know what you do.
You know your child more.
Yo, one of the stipulations is I gotta be your fucking manager. Now, until maybe you either find a better manager with experience or
I'm just talking about my comfort level.
That's it. I ain't worried about my comfort level. If
that's what you want to do as a rapper, I know how hard it is for a female MC to get popping without all the extra shit.
It's just, they can rap about it without doing it.
I don't care about what you rap about. You can rap about whatever you want. I'm talking about, like, they sell sex for female rappers. Sell it. Yeah, and it's like, I don't want to be.
I don't give a fuck.
Or maybe I do.
My daughter's sexually active at a certain age.
Maybe I do.
All right, man. Let me hurry up. I got two more questions because we're in a bonus. We're in a bonus now, y'all. Actually, no, we got one more. So, your ex from a while back, she sent you an invitation to her gender reveal. So, she got a baby on the way or whatever. Y'all ain't really talked in over a year. The problem is that your current girlfriend read the invite. And she has an issue with it. You know, she has an issue with her sending the invitation, period. Do y'all think she has a right to be mad, or is she out of pocket?
Nope. And that's only if
she she's not out of pocket?
No, she's out of pocket. Yes, she's out of pocket. Because it's like, yo, you know who this was when you saw the invite. You know we used to be together, but you know it ain't nothing. That right there is her being out of pocket, knowing who the person is.
I don't think she's out of pocket for being upset.
But if y'all are cool, and if she's...
We don't know if she's cool or not.
Why would she invite you to? I mean, I have friends right now that I ain't talked to in over a year. Mm-hmm. But if they hit me up on the same thing, I wouldn't be upset.
Tell me, what's your reason?
Like, why? Why am I invited to your gender reveal? For what? Me personally, y'all know my stance. Like, I don't think you should be friendly with your ex. Personally. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wouldn't feel no type of way.
So, if you don't have no ex you could be friendly.
I would feel some way if my girl was friendly with her ex. So I wouldn't be mad at her if I was friendly
with her. Like you said, you're immature. You might be immature. You might. Possibly. I'm not saying that you are immature.
Because, like...
You're just saying that you...
That's a fact. I might be immature, but I also know what comes with that. Like, what is... Like, I know what a friend mean. Like, friends is like... It's a closeness to... I take friends as a strong word. Not associates. Not... If somebody's my friend... That means I'm close to them. That means I can confide in them. That means I spend time with them. Or if I don't, it's just like that when I see them. I don't need... There's no boundary. Like, there's certain boundaries, but there's not a certain boundary that I would have with an associate or a coworker. That is my friend. So, when I've been sexual with that person, them boundaries get convoluted.
Yeah.
If that's a word.
Convoluted. I don't even know that's a word. I'm just making
whatever it is. You know, they get crossed.
I ain't saying the same.
You know how Brandon fans be. They kill my ass. But what I'm just saying, like, it's easier if you just keep them at a distance. So why am I inviting you to a gender reveal? For what? I ain't talked to you in a year. I didn't even know you was pregnant.
I'm being honest with you, bro. I just don't think. I think the fact that it's a gender reveal, it's not that deep.
Like, I didn't talk to you. I didn't know you were pregnant.
You don't know that conversation.
Okay, so
they might have had, like I said, they've been friends. They dated, but they were friends first, right? And they had this whole thing like, hey, you know, I want you at my first baby shower. I want you at my gender reveal. Like, they can have that.
Okay, so let me say this.
So she may not know. That's why she sent it off good faith. Like, hey, he said, yeah, it's cool. If he says he can't, it's cool.
I understand that. But at the same time, I'm not mad at my girl for being mad.
Let me say this.
I'm not mad at her for being mad. She has a right to feel stuck with.
I think as far as, like, you inviting me to a gender reveal, if I'm, let's say, I'm thinking of, like, me being the girlfriend, right? So, whatever, I'm the boyfriend. Let's say it's the other way around. Me, I would be more so like, why would he want you there when they're with somebody else?
Why?
But I wouldn't necessarily, it wouldn't trigger me to be mad. I would just be like, yo, that's some weirdo shit. Like, you're a weirdo.
I wouldn't be mad neither.
But that's my
personality. My question would really be like, did the invite say you or us? Are you going? Cool, go ahead. You
want us? I ain't really worried about that. Like, I'm not thinking about me.
No. This is what I'm saying. Like, it said you. It's an invite just for you. All right, have fun. It's an invite for us. I mean, do you really want me to go with you? I will, but I ain't got to.
Either way, I am.
Stay woke, bro.
Either way, I don't really care. I'm not gonna.
It's all about knowing the person.
I just feel like this.
I'm not going to be upset with you for somebody else sending you an invite. You ain't talked to them in over a year.
So the question is, they mad at you or they just mad?
Nah, they mad.
I'm not going to be upset, period.
No, I didn't remember the scenario. They're upset or they're upset at you. Like you
just when I made this question, I didn't say they're upset at you.
Yeah, she has
the right to be upset. They have the right to be upset.
Facts.
I don't think that you necessarily should feel upset because me, I'm the type of nigga, I feel like I base things off of your reaction. So if the nigga's like, I want to go, then you maybe have an argument. It's like, hey, so you want to go for real? If the nigga's like,
if my ex
dying, man, I don't get no fuck about this damn invite. I ain't going to that shit. What are you even being upset for?
If my ex that I ain't talked to over a year send me an invite, and my girl seen it, she's like, what the fuck? Why did this bitch send you an invite? I'm not going to be like, you tripping. I'm going to be like, I don't know.
I'll be like, yo, I'm not even, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
She has the right to be upset. Whatever. It's your right. I don't think you're tripping for that.
I don't know. I don't think you I don't agree. I don't think you're right. You need to, and you know women, a woman's going to check your temperature. You feel me? When has a woman ever came out and just said her opinion about some shit first? Or a woman investigate, she say some shit first, she check your temperature. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So, I just know how a woman going to be like, she going to watch your reaction. So, let's say that your reaction is like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about going to a fucking gender reveal. Like, it's not my girl, you know what I mean? Like, then she gonna be like,
and then a woman ain't gonna let that go. Regardless, she gonna bring that up as soon as she has the opportunity to.
Hey, honestly,
as soon as something pop up,
and that's where your argument is.
We can go back and forth.
That's where your argument is.
It all depends on your woman at this point.
Type of woman
you have.
If she feel, I don't think my girl would get upset, but in general, she would. I'd be like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I didn't send an invite.
If she get mad, that line right there ain't gonna be the line.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like you're good together.
Nah.
All right, so where we at, man?
We on F and C. The place to be.
Facts and cap.
I can't wait to cap all the way through this. Like,
I got one question.
Like the cap ass
after you finish. Oh, this nigga. Fuck you, bitch.
Hey, nigga. Where y'all at? Y'all the bitch.
Second.
So I seen this post that says why men don't marry.
I don't know why, because I did.
It says
we know.
Because
I love my wife.
You went from Mr. Political to Mr. I love my wife. Chance the Rapper.
I would never Mr. Political.
Laura.
Mr. Political to Mr. I love my
Laura.
Wife.
I love you, Laura.
I still put out that album that Chance.
Because there's nothing in it for them. I'm gonna read the statement.
Alright.
What exactly does marriage offer men today? Men know there's a good chance to lose their friends.
Nope.
Right? Their respect.
Go ahead. I'm trying to listen, bro. Damn, shut the fuck up. Let's go.
Men know there's a good chance to lose their friends.
Nope.
Their respect, their space, their sex life, their money, and if it all goes wrong, their family. Says the PhD, Mrs. Helen Smith. She has a book called Men on Strike. They don't want to enter into a legal contract with someone who can effectively take half their savings, pension, and property when the honeymoon period is over. Men aren't wimping out by staying unmarried or being commitment phobes. They're being smart.
And like, she said what's in it for them, right?
And unlike women, this is her final statement, which is going to be my facts and cap. Men lose all power after they say I do. Their masculinity dies. That's her cap. There's only one person married here, so
I'll go last.
Alright, you go last.
I'll go first. I don't all the way 100% agree, but I definitely understand that point. And I'm not saying that because for me, I see a lot of niggas who like be in that type of situation. I will say, like, I think men value themselves a little too highly a lot of the times. So, like, when she says a guy who basically he divorces, like, a lot of niggas think that they're, like, a woman wants half of their money. And they think a little too, you know what I'm saying? Like, they think a little too highly of themselves.
Divorce rate is as high as it's ever been in America.
Yes, there are divorce rates. But also, black women, it's statistically proven that black women are make more money than black men. So, I think it's a lot of ego involved when it comes to that. That's a whole
other thing. No, that's a fact. But that's because a lot of black men don't have jobs.
Yeah. We be locked up. We be got on training. Yeah, so it's other factors in that.
I'm not in the workforce. I don't think black
men. I'm not saying that to bash black men. Put it like that. No. I'm not saying that to bash black men. But what I'm saying is, I do understand the point that she's making for us. I do understand that. Like, I ain't necessarily saying it's right, but like, when it comes to us, it's kind of like, it do have to be, is it wrong to be selfish? Is it wrong to?
Yes. Yeah. We listen.
Is it wrong to be selfish a little bit? Is it wrong to think about yourself before you make
decisions? Am I wrong?
I'm just asking that. Like, are you wrong to make decisions for yourself?
I think if you're going into a marriage, you have to anticipate all that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's something you have to consider. You have to consider. But in general, I do feel like men lose a little bit of their masculinity in that sense.
Yeah.
Some people call it toxic masculinity. Ego, you have to come to the table with that. You have to.
No.
What?
You ain't going yet, bro. Let me get my shit off.
I feel like that. Because you have to, because in general, when you get married, if you want, I would assume if you want to have that happy marriage, you have to sacrifice.
And
so it's sacrifice, but sacrifice comes in both ways.
And I also feel sacrifice me comes personally, in both ways. I think that
it's the only time I have
to. If you get the right woman, she's there to make you better.
That's the only one that you should marry is the right one.
Mm-hmm.
You think Dr. Dre right now think he made the right decision?
We don't know what the future holds. Yeah. People change. So at the time, he married the right woman, but
that's what I'm saying. It's really got to be like a big old trust factor. Like, I think Dr. Dre's relationship was 100 before they got married to the point to where they got married, no. Is that a big thing? I'd be like, yo, you need more good times than bad times before you get married. And what I see a lot of folks do is they just especially a lot of niggas, they'll force a marriage just to keep the girl around. Now you still entitled. You still paying for your mistakes you did when you was just a relationship nigga versus the married nigga. But I mean, my whole thing is like, and I can only speak for myself. The whole thing going into it ain't nothing gonna change. Ain't nothing gonna change how we dealt with everybody, dealt with each other, and our marriage. Ain't nothing changed. I had the same roles then that I got now. Ain't nothing changed. And that's the whole point. If you can get that, and it ain't always gonna be like that. But if y'all work it out to where it should be like that, then nah, that shit ain't no different. You don't feel all them things as the question said.
I think it's facts, but it's only half the argument. The other half is the girl has to sacrifice too.
Yeah.
The girl has to sacrifice too.
And you're going to sacrifice the rest of your life.
You have to sacrifice. Marriage is a compromise. It's a sacrifice. So, yes, you do.
And you playing in a team 24/7.
The idea is that it's worth it. So, if it's worth it, yeah. You are going to sacrifice. You're not single anymore. You're not in a relationship where you have all that
opportunity. But you ain't got to lose yourself either.
You don't have to lose yourself.
To the music, the moment you want it, you better never let it go. Only get one shot, do not miss it. The next question.
That's how
y'all niggas was helping you a little bit, bro.
Y'all niggas a little too deep.
I have a question. Facts or cap? Can you truly be friends with your homeboy's girlfriend? Facts or cap?
Oh,
it's your homeboy.
Yes.
Let me. That's your homeboy's girlfriend. Yep. Can you truly be friends?
100% facts.
With your homeboy's girlfriend.
100% facts.
And this is coming off of a real life situation.
Yes, we know. We know.
Real life situation.
I want to tell you why.
What I heard.
As long as you know your role.
What does that mean?
So,
like episode one.
So as long as you know something like this.
Know your role.
Wait. So as long as you know your role, when I say that, what I mean is, so Brandon, Kazadi. Y'all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know. Not even, and I'm not even saying this from a standpoint of like, y'all owe me loyalty. Y'all don't owe, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, you need to know when it comes down to a certain situation, like say it comes down to my girl or my girl's friends, just know they having her back. Or they're going to say, or like say I was out doing wrong and they see me. They're going to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to be logical about the situation.
I'm waiting for your answer. So you ain't answered yet.
What's the necessary?
Back to cap. Can you be friends with your homeboy's girl?
Yes, you could be friends. Because as a friend, I would say this.
If you're not
loyal. It depends on what y'all consider friends. So, like,
okay.
If
I think my answer might be so love.
So, if let's say this. It's been times where, like, me and my girl, I think we disagree on what a friend is, right? Okay. Maybe I'm a little too over generous.
Loosey-loosey?
Yeah, a little too loosey-loosey about what a friend is.
Okay.
So, for me, it's like, for me, I might not see you for
a year. And you still be my close
friend. And we could pick up.
That's the fact. Her,
I'll be like, yo, that's my friend. That's my phone.
That's the fact.
For her, she's not like that.
If I don't talk to you in a year, you're not my friend.
Yeah.
Well, I'm more so, it's not the amount of when I talk to you, it's how I talk to you. So if I talk to you and it ain't been a year, but we pick up exactly where we left off, you can be my friend. But the situation is, can I be friends with my homeboy's girlfriend?
So look, the reason I say that is because if they hit it off, I say they cool. If they cool, like for me, y'all are friends. Like if we
hell no.
If we get to a point, no. What I'm saying is we spend a lot of time together and I feel like y'all are how he is now. I can be a better friend. Like me and this nigga, we're better friends than y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, and I know this is our podcast, I don't want to get too, not all viewers know, but let's say this. Courtney is Jasmine's friend before she's mine. I understand that.
Expound on that. Courtney. Okay.
Courtney and Jasmine are best friends. My girlfriend is Jasmine.
Okay.
My girlfriend is Jasmine.
Okay.
Courtney and Jasmine are best friends.
Okay.
I understand my role. I know that me
and you're friends with Courtney.
Me and Courtney are friends.
Okay.
But I understand that she's her friend first.
Okay.
So that's just what it is. Like, I understand that this is your friend. Y'all are friends first. If we ever was to be done, I don't have to question what side she's going to be on. Not even the side. Like, you don't have to pick a side. I know who your friend is. That's how it works. But you're my friend.
See, this
Kelly's my friend. I feel like Kelly's my friend. That's his wife. Kelly's my friend.
So if Kelly and Kelly, for the fans, Kelly is Brandon's wife. Right. If Kelly and Brandon divorced, it was a messy divorce, would you still be friends with Kelly?
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? I would expect
him to.
I'll be closer with Brandon.
What's your relationship with Brandon? What's your relationship with Kelly?
Okay, so let me answer my question. Let me answer the question. I think Brandon is who I owe my loyalty to, for me, in my personal opinion. But me texting her and being like, you know, how you been? Is everything all right? You good? Every once in a while, yes. I think me and Brandon have a trust where Brandon knows he's not going to think that my intentions are wrong if I was to hit her up. If I was to be like, hey, Kelly, is everything good? Everything's all right?
I need some support. Like, I'm trying to go out. I need you to pull up on me. That's friends. Like, I need you. I'm having an event. Can you pull up on me?
I would not care.
I didn't say would you care or not. That's not my question.
I don't think you would care, but it might be boundaries, but I can still consider you a friend.
See, this is why.
That's how I feel.
I feel like he would pull up. I would hope that he would pull up to here because.
Like, it depends on the circumstances and the boundaries. Like I just said, like, it depends. It's certain things that depend on the situation. So that's just me.
This is what I feel like. I hold the word friend strongly. If you're my friend,
so you break up with Courtney, we can't be her friend.
Y'all not her friends.
Well, we don't. Yeah, we don't.
Y'all not her friends.
We don't speak on the phone.
Ask the question.
If you break up with Courtney, if I break up with my girl,
Justin break up with Jasmine, I can't text Jazz ever again.
I didn't say you can't text. You can text whoever you want. As would you consider Jazz your friend?
Me and Jazz has developed a friendship.
Listen, this is what I feel.
And like, if they was to break up, and now that they have a kid together, yes, I would still.
This is what I feel like. If my homeboy has a girlfriend, right? My day one have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
I am not going to be friends with her because it's conflict of interest. As simple as that. If I have two friends that wasn't going out, then they go out, I'm going to let them know. Y'all both my friends.
You know why?
Leave me impartial. But I would. I've learned now that, and I always knew this, but I was being petty. If my homeboy has a girl, my loyalty is to you. You're my friend. I could be friendly with you. I could be cool with you. So we could be associates, but you're not my friend.
I wish y'all would have seen Kazadi on Saturday.
Yeah. Hold on. I was fighting for another nigga fight.
That's just saying.
That's going to be real. Because another nigga said we were friends. I was just saying you being extra. Bro. Go ahead. You didn't let me finish, but go ahead.
Right. This my nigga.
Yeah.
I catch him doing some dirt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell her, but I talk to this nigga like, hey, bro, nah, that shit ain't cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I go and do the same thing with his girl because I call her my friend. But I know their relationship is stronger than that bullshit I just saw going on.
That's your opinion.
Am I wrong for playing both
sides? Well, however you decide to handle your friendship is your friend.
If they're both my friends,
in my opinion,
if I know their relationship is bigger than that. So say that's you, right? And I, same thing. You're going to be mad if I saw her doing some shit and I never told you.
Yes.
But I saw you do shit before.
Yes, nigga. Yes. I will be mad. Yes.
And it's not detrimental.
Your opinion was detrimental. If I tell you, if you see my girl do anything and that's detrimental, let me know as you're my homie. And you can feel whatever type of way as how
I would. I'm just asking you so I know as a friend.
Tell me.
Okay.
Hey, relax. Tell me.
I think me and you on the same page. We good. We ain't gonna speak on it.
Tell me. But I don't consider y'all friends with my girl. You're not. Y'all don't hang out. Y'all don't talk outside of what y'all have a relationship with.
This nigga Kazadi was on a whole different opinion.
I was arguing for another nigga, and I was drunk. So,
I mean, I feel like that I also have friends that I don't talk to on a regular
basis. I have one of my best friends I don't talk to often. But when we see each other, we're cool. But at the end of the day, my homie's girl is my homie's girl. That's not my friend isolated. If they break up, I'm not finna call them and be like, yo, let me tell you what happened to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? We don't have a relationship outside of you. What's
different stuff? What if y'all do have a
relationship? Like what? Give me an example of what real life relationship y'all have.
So me and Kelly, as long as they've been married, so over the last few years, we've developed a rapport.
Okay.
We're super cool.
I don't have to be around.
I can call Kelly without calling him. And me and Kelly have a conversation.
As long as it ain't Chris.
It's been times where I called Kelly and I never even told him, hey, I called Kelly today. Call Kelly, nigga. What's up?
All right, but when they break up, are you still doing that the same way?
If they're still,
I possibly can. Yes,
I can't feel no type of way because they have a
friendship.
But it's not about you; it's about him. Mm-hmm. It's not about you; it's about him. Because I'm not. Will you feel no type of way or not? Doesn't mean he can't be.
It's friends, the intention. Right?
So. My thing is him. Is saying he gonna call her the same way if y'all break up? I don't think I agree with you.
So you downstairs.
Let's see, Rob.
Y'all are cameraman. This nigga fired. This nigga trip.
He about to fire before we sign the deal.
So what's the next Cracks and Cap, bro?
We was talking about music earlier and off camera, but we was talking about like selling hip hop. I need to know. I think we all can agree, Young Jeezy 101 is the most influential rap album. One of the most influential rap albums in the last 20 years. But is it the best?
The best what?
Rap album in the South in the last 20 years.
is Thug Motivation 101.
Let y'all breathe on
that. Best rap album out of this album in the best 20 years.
Yes.
Top, yes. If somebody made that argument, I wouldn't have no dispute to them. And when we say the biggest, I'm thinking about
where I was at when the shit came out.
I'm thinking about going to school. Snowman shirt band.
Shit, I wouldn't eat that.
That shit made me want to sell drugs. And I was a good, also athlete driven suburban kid. You feel me? Like, that shit made me want to try. So I can't sit here and deny. Yeah, I do agree. I don't see no issue with what you think. I think that
I'm trying to think.
It is. It's funny. I'm thinking of like other Southern albums.
I'm trying to think of one that could beat it.
Because I ain't got one right now.
I mean, T.I. got albums. I don't think that. I think T.I.'s a more longevity guy than a.
T.I. has better albums.
He has better work as a whole.
That one album.
I don't know if he has a better. I don't think he has a. I'm not even gonna say it better because I feel like musically wise, I do like a T.I. album better than 101. But I think that as far as like the commercial success, as big as it is, I think that's where you gotta think different.
Yeah.
So.
Did y'all come to a conclusion?
We're discussing it right now.
It's cap.
What?
101 isn't the best.
No, it is.
It is. That's the fact. It's the best hip hop album in the South
last What is year. Best? Describe best to me. Like, are you saying like musical, music-wise?
Everything. Impact, music, all together. It's the best.
So, yeah. So, if we're going off the impact.
Everything. Not just impact.
So, if we're rounding it up.
Round it up, yeah.
Then that probably is correct. That probably is correct. The same we just talked about Lupe and Kendrick.
Yeah.
If we change the better lyricist. Like how we said, it's like, let's say it's basketball. Like Steph Curry, he's the best shooter ever. Does that make him better than LeBron? No. But, so that's what I'm saying. Like, so I think that it's a little different. I think that things are a little different when you go down to that, when you struck it down to that. So I think that like I have T.I. albums that I enjoy better than Jeezy, you know? But I do think that Jeezy has the biggest album. I think he has the cultural wise, like what he's done with that album. We were there and we were 15. That's like the best time to be a consumer as a teenager. Like, I think that what he did with that album, I don't know. Like, what album do y'all think is better? I need names.
Stankonia.
20 years, though.
Stankonia. That came out in 2000.
I don't think, I don't think Stankonia is better than 101. I enjoy 101 better than Stankonia.
King, Paper Trail.
Neither one better. You have a different level of enjoyance for Paper Trail.
I love that's my favorite.
The thing is like
Paper Trail is a commercial.
Nigga, this shit right here. I wasn't here. I wasn't.
You was kind of.
I'm not biased. No, when it was to me,
there's no bigger impact than 101.
It came out going into first semester, like this summer. I remember it came out like July 29th.
All right, so
like
I didn't get here until
you got your second semester,
November,
or
I came in November.
Yeah, so you know the impact. It ain't that far.
I had a whole summer where it was just like crazy from a different, like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm just in Atlanta. Like,
yeah.
That was probably like one of the first Atlanta shits that was just like a street Atlanta for us. That and So Icy. That was it.
Which So Icy went out yet.
That's around that time I was moving. No, So Icy was definitely out.
So Icy was out 06. So it was like it was close.
That's what I'm saying. Like when it came to me, like where we heard it, then we got the shit off the mixtape just like everybody else. But it was like, yo, this shit crazy.
Nah, it changed.
That's what I knew about Atlanta when I first came.
He was the first trap superstar. Impact. I don't think there's a bigger impact in the South than his album.
Was he the first trap superstar or
who?
I don't think it was the first trap superstar.
Who was over?
Give me T.I. was the first trap superstar.
Was the first trap superstar.
But one thing I will give about Jeezy, I think that
he wasn't a superstar of trap music.
Yes.
It had to grow.
Mm-mm. In 06, King was already out.
Trap music was the hit in the South.
It was a hit.
In the South. I'm talking about...
King was his third album.
You said in the South. I said...
Ray Jeezy was. So you
went here. He already had won a Grammy.
He wasn't a superstar.
Trap music is the urban legend now.
I'm talking about... Not living
you
here,
went to jail. But
I heard. I get your
point. And I'm hearing it from so.
From what you're saying is 100% correct. I'm going off what he said.
So flip this from trap when he flipped.
It wasn't.
Well, where I was at, I wasn't here for that.
No, we don't disagree with nothing you say.
It was different when Jeezy dropped than when T.I. dropped trap music.
Yes. So
T.I. was popping.
So what I was saying.
Nobody outside of South knew. T.I.
You're lying.
That's because we knew.
You're lying.
What am I lying about?
I just said he already had won a Grammy.
For what?
King was out.
Is what I knew.
You didn't hear what I said. Nobody. You said King was out. That was
you said
two
nobody
albums
in the South. No, it was
what, not. What I said?
In 06.
I didn't say 06.
Jeezy
I didn't say 06. You didn't hear what
ahead,
I said.
Bro. Go ahead.
Nobody outside of the South was bumping T.I. after his first album.
And that's why I'm saying that's incorrect.
He's brought up King.
After his first album?
Yeah.
When T.I. dropped his second album?
Trap music.
And when he dropped his third album, that was already popping. He was on his way to his fourth album.
What does that do with what I just said?
You're not.
He was already.
What did I do what I just said?
What I'm saying is.
What did I say? Repeat what I said.
Can I finish? Well, you gotta let me talk if you're gonna let me do this.
But repeat what I said.
What I'm saying is the nigga was already a successful artist on his way to his fourth album.
What the hell?
Wait. Cause you gotta let me finish. So what you're saying is people outside of the South weren't listening to T.I.
After when?
After the King album.
No!
Not before the King.
This is what I just said. We talk about the impact trap music had. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said after King dropped his, after T.I. dropped his first album, which is
I'm serious.
Nobody outside of the South was listening to it. That's what I said.
Okay.
You said I was a liar.
No.
That's not the statement you said though.
We have it on camera. We have it on audio, bro.
What's the?
We have it on audio.
So
the statement is after T.I. dropped his first album, nobody in the South was listening.
Either.
Both of y'all call me a liar.
So look.
Did I change my statement?
So look. What you said?
And I said
no.
Y'all niggas not listening.
So listen. You gotta listen to my first statement before you even said that.
It was 2003.
What I said was when I initiated the statement.
01.
Okay. So when I initiated the statement, what I was saying was
get to my bag.
Okay. So when I initiated the statement, what I said was T.I. was already four albums in. I said that T.I. already had when Jeezy dropped what 05, 06.
Okay.
T.I. already had.
Okay.
I'm serious. We already know that wasn't.
And that's what I was.
Successful.
I was trying to get to my point.
The second
based
album.
On that statement.
The second album.
Was he a superstar off the second album?
The third
I
third album.
No.
The third album he was.
Urban Legend came out after
Before
101.
Third before the. Yes, that was already out.
It came out before 101.
It came out in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Urban Legend came out before.
Urban Legend came out in 04.
King did not come out before 101. That's a lie.
We was a freshman.
King did not come out before 101.
King
did not come out before Young Jeezy.
King
that's a lie.
No,
King
did.
Same year.
But it came out around the same time. But
King did not come out before 101.
King and
that's not true.
I just said it didn't, but I said it came out around the same time. What I'm saying is 04. How am I tripping if I just said that it didn't?
First of all, you're tripping because you kept saying that I was a liar when my statement.
I'm bad for saying you're a liar, bro.
The statement was.
Y'all was arguing.
But.
A point that I wasn't making.
But what I will say is that in 04, our freshman year, what's his 04 album?
That did not come out the same. What are y'all talking about? I'm listening.
I said 06. 05 I said around the same time. You arguing with him.
Yeah.
You arguing with the nigga that's not even in front of the camera.
That's where we listen.
Leave that alone.
I'm listening.
All I'm saying is
101 came. I'm listening.
101 came out in
July 26, 2005.
King dropped it on 06.
So a whole year later.
Yes.
A whole year.
I'm not arguing about that. I've already clarified that before we even got in the argument of me calling you a liar, I said that. What I said was that in 04, you said, when did he become superstar? basically.
I said, this is our original debate.
Okay.
Young Jeezy was the first trap superstar.
And that's what I don't agree
with. Yeah, you don't agree with that. My point I was trying to bring up was like, when T.I. first dropped, he wasn't a superstar. And yeah, I think y'all trying to make the point. Trap music made saying, him a superstar.
No. So when you say T.I., say that statement again. T.I. is not, you said the first, you said Jeezy is the first trap superstar.
The first trap superstar.
And I don't agree with that.
Which
because
fine.
I don't agree with that because, yes, Jeezy, his first album.
Out the gate made him a phenom.
Was great. But T.I. had already dropped
three albums.
Music and urban.
He already was established.
He was.
As a trap superstar before that.
I think I disagree
with that. That's what I was
saying. I think I disagree with that. I don't think he was a superstar of trap music. Urban legend, we may have a debate, but I think it was different with Jeezy.
I think CI came in the gate.
You know how we were talking about earlier about.
Go ahead, I'm gonna let you finish.
You know how we were talking about earlier that when you drop like Migos, like you have a peak?
Mm-hmm.
T.I. was still doing this. You can make the case that Jeezy came out. The whole debate is 1-on-1 is the best selling rap album of the last 20 years, right? That's why.
Because
he was as high.
Because of
the impact, the superstardom, the impact he had across.
I think the marketing in that.
All that matters. Yes, all that matters. Yes, so yes. That goes to my point.
Yes.
I
that doesn't make him the first trap superstar.
T.I. wasn't the biggest trap superstar. I agree with you. I don't think T.I. reached that superstar level until Ken.
Technically, it'd been Gucci then.
Until Ken. No.
Gucci
put
Jeezy on.
No. He didn't. He wasn't a superstar. Jeezy was never a superstar.
He was never a superstar.
I get what you were saying, Chris.
Chris.
He said Thug Motivation. Jeezy was popping on mixtapes with Come Shop.
Popping is not superstar, bro.
Jeezy song.
The fuck? Different people popping.
Jeezy Thug Motivation came from Come Shop.
Superstar. Where's the word superstar to y'all?
Is Jeezy's Thug Motivation.
We don't say.
The same mixtape as Come Shop With Me.
Come Shop With Me has never been a top. The number one album in the South in 20 years. 1-on-1 is what we sang about. Is the best album in 20 years. You will never say anything Gucci has said is better than Outkast.
Did you listen to Come Shop With Me?
I don't know what that is.
Then you don't know Thug Motivation 1-on-1 then.
I know what Thug Motivation 1-on-1 is.
Then you listen to Come Shop With Me.
Okay.
Because Come Shop With Me is the same as Thug Motivation 1-on-1.
He's talking about the mixtape.
Yes, the same albums he took from the mixtape.
And he added to it. I get that. That's not the point. He became a superstar off the album.
No.
I'm not talking about the content and the music. Because I don't think that's the best album of 20 years.
He got the recognition when he got on So Icy.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
So,
last time I checked, I was the man on these streets.
The first time
I heard that shit, I wanted to be a dope boy.
If Jeezy didn't get on So Icy and didn't be with Gucci, it wouldn't have been as big.
Shit.
Okay, so I got.
Shouts out to the camera.
I gotta disagree with that.
That nigga's wild.
I heard Jeezy first.
Even better.
Go ahead, y'all.
Jeezy wouldn't have got as big if he didn't get on Boys in the Hood and became a soul.
That's the first time I heard him was Boys in the Hood.
If that's the first time you heard him,
He wasn't a superstar then.
He was the superstar Boys in the Hood.
I disagree with both of y'all. So Jordan Breeze was a superstar? Wait, time out.
Jordan Breeze was a superstar of the group of Boys in the Hood.
That's not what I said.
Chris, wait. Let's calm this down, guys.
Turn the
camera. Y'all gotta remember. Hey. Let's remember. We on audio.
We gonna debate this shit outside of audio.
This is an argument.
Hey, cameraman, you wanna come and get on the mic?
So let's remember, guys. We on audio. So one thing I will say, and I'll sum it up. Now, the point why I disagree with Chris.
Everything.
Why I disagree with Chris is that Gucci has nothing to do with Jeezy's career because Jeezy was the bigger artist. And
I don't agree with that.
Can I finish? Let me finish. No. Where I say that.
You gotta believe.
Y'all gotta let me finish my point because you might not agree with
that. That's the name of the episode. You gotta let me finish.
Alright, so what I'm saying is the argument that they even had, the whole reason why they even have a beef is over business.
So I see.
The whole reason they even have a beef is over business reasons.
Okay.
So When they came out with So Icy, Gucci was the smaller artist.
Okay.
Jeezy was hotter and he had the bigger recognition. Okay. Right?
Uh-huh.
Gucci song, it was Gucci song. It was kind of like, you remember when Roscoe Dash and
Travis Porter.
And Travis Porter, right?
All the way turned up.
Yes, it was the same situation. Like, this is the hotter artist, but this is my song.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
nobody knew who Roscoe Dash was. They thought it was a Travis Porter song.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was kind of the same situation. So in actuality, Gucci was not wrong, but like Jeezy is the bigger artist. He's the reason behind that. So what, you don't agree with that? That's really what they beefed off. Jeezy wanted to put the song on his album, and Gucci said no.
Oh, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
That was before Thug Motivation 101, right?
Both of them were dropped. Both of them dropped album at the same time, around the same year.
You're talking about a single.
The single.
Yeah, both of them wanted to promote it. It was literally, that's why. They both, 2005, 2006.
So Icy came out first, right?
So Icy?
You gotta realize, Gucci had a better reputation in the South.
No. No, he did not.
No, let me.
No, now you're lying.
Can I tell you why I'm saying this?
Gucci had more reputation.
My whole point of saying all this is to
say,
I know this from not living in this area back then. I knew Gucci before I knew Jeezy.
I'm telling y'all, Gucci had money.
That's what I will say that nigga's lying about.
No, I wasn't here. How you gonna tell me
I'm telling y'all, Gucci had
money. I'm not saying you heard of Gucci first. I'm saying
Gucci, man, wasn't cool. Because you're coming from a nigga who liked Gucci more than I liked Jeezy. This was 2000. Let me finish. This is like 2009.
Are you saying that you heard Gucci before? I'm saying he wasn't bigger.
I heard Gucci first.
Nobody knew who Gucci was outside Gucci. Of. I don't know how you
tell y'all.
I'm saying like
from the streets, Gucci.
Shut up, bro.
I wasn't here. Like, so it's not like a
Facts and Cap episode 14.
Facts and Cap. It's the same nigga that told me Tekashi 69 was gonna outsell Big Sean. All
right, you gotta prove this wrong again, bro.
It's on audio.
You gotta prove this wrong again, bro.
Hell no.
Y'all niggas are bugging.
Y'all niggas.
I'm telling you.
Look, I can call folks back home that
from
would
a
say,
ghost. Hey, from a ghost in the older crowd, I'm telling y'all, growing up,
bro, cousin, Gucci was getting locked up, and that's when he got cool. Like, Gucci got cooler on the side, like, the same time.
But you gotta understand, y'all, girl.